What up, guys? Welcome back to Die Party Omen week number 18. Damn, we hit puberty.
You hit puberty at 18?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's up, internet? We're ready to fuck.
We understand human biology.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Hey, girl. I'm Lego. Thanks, dog. So, you guys might remember last time, our dear friend Gags perished. So, we actually get to... we have a new character. I don't know what his name is, but we'll work it out in a second. Don't use fucking spoiler, Brian. We're gonna roll the stats for the new character live here on the show. But before we do that, let's introduce all of our players and GMs for today. Starting first is none other than Mr. Sheep Daddy Doodoo himself. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey there, I'm Sheepdog.
Nice.
You can find me on such shows as Omen, Void Barons, and other places.
What games have been for us?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm looking forward to meeting our new... I've already put in a bet that our new companion will be able to grow as tall as we need him to be, and also will have a really super deep voice.
Sup, nerds? I'm here to kick ass and eat shit for breakfast.
Where's your shit? I want to eat some.
Oh, Grant would be the perfect companion.
Introduce yourselves.
I guess I'll go next.
It's Food's here.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Floof Knight, or the streamer formerly known as Floof Knight. I had to cut the floof. The floof has been trimmed.
You look about 50 years younger, mate.
I know. I had to cut the floof. I have a new job interview coming up, so I had to look professional. The floof was a little out of control.
I've never considered you to have a baby face till exactly this moment.
I've always had a baby face, though. I can't grow proper facial hair. I am the only person on the Die Party who can't grow proper facial hair. Me and Tux. And Wreckage.
Yeah.
They were the three amigos of Babyface. Look at you beautiful bearded bastards. I'm upset now. I don't want to talk anymore.
Okay.
Next.
Speaking of not talking anymore, let's go on over to Sputnik71, also known as Bri Dizzle.
What's up? Gags died last week, so now I have a new character. Yeah.
We're all very sad. Let's move on.
Yes. I've been doing good this week. Been busy as shit at work, but, you know, that's life, isn't it? Until I win the lottery, I must work to buy food. This is a terrible intro. Graham, how you doing today?
Well, you know what? Another episode of Die Party Omen means another week closer to death. So let's play.
How'd you guys go? Did you introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Did you get a live chicken?
I did. It was good.
You buy.
Yeah, so
by the way, this is the dice I'm gonna be using today.
Oh my god!
What is that called? What have you named it? Oh wait, it hasn't killed anyone yet. You haven't named it yet.
Yeah. Tiny.
Tiny.
I thought you were gonna call it a Kool-Aid.
Little guy. Blue.
The size of an apple.
Wow. Okay. So why don't we get started to rolling up your character. So let's Brian, why don't you step us through what it is that your character is, who they are, and god damn it, what they fucking look like.
Okay, so let me pull up my little description that I put in our thingy real quick here. So I am going to be playing
drum roll please.
A tiefling war priest.
Oh my god. Tiefling. Awesome.
So he's a spiritual evangelical that spreads the word of his god to everyone that he meets. His god is Dol Dorn, the god of strength and arms.
Ooh.
His symbol is a long sword crossed over a shield.
Nice.
Does he use a long sword?
No, he does not. But
fucking fail.
His magical weapon that he casts is a long sword. He wears heavy plate armor, but he covers it with a hooded cloak. The hood helps to conceal his mangled horns that his adoptive family tried to remove from his head when he was a child. So he's got like just these mangled, fucked up looking horns. They're not cool looking at all. It also helps to hide his tail because he found that a lot of humans and other races would get freaked out and try to run away when they saw like this horn tail figure coming at them.
Yeah, humans are the worst. So
he carries a staff that has his religious icon at the top. And the bottom of the staff can be unsheathed to reveal a sharp slashing blade. It's basically like a concealed halberd. So it's a heavy two-handed slashing weapon. So basically I want you to think like a black Southern Baptist preacher, but with screwed up horns, a tail, and red skin. That's kind of what I'm going for.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
And yeah. And his name is Barakas Adlama.
Oh, okay. You're gonna have to fucking send me that name.
It's in the fucking Discord.
It is? Okay. All right.
Yeah. Sort of a play on Barack Obama.
Oh my god. Wait, say it again.
Barakas Adlama.
Okay. You know that Barack Obama means is a nobody now, right?
He's nobody?
Yeah, he's a nobody now. Like he's not
I'm
even
a nobody,
he's,
so I'm
he's not even he's not even the president of the United States anymore, you know. Like.
He's blowing dudes.
What a fucking loser.
What a fucking loser. Somewhere.
As far as I know.
Yep.
Okay, so what do I gotta do here?
Well, I do believe you have to is it 3d6 drop the lowest?
Isn't it 4d6 drop the lowest?
3d6.
What's that?
Yeah,
46. Yeah. Okay, I was close.
And I do. How do I make it do that?
Up
six times.
Roll 46 D1. Oh, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's 46 D1. Yeah.
Just
what?
4D6 D1.
D1.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
All right.
Two. Wow. Solid start from Gags.
4, 6. Holy Jeebus. Okay.
That's pretty decent. You got a 5. What's your dump stat, brother?
Strength.
Yeah, I know, right?
Con.
Con have as much HP as me.
I'm going to go with intelligence.
What?
No.
No, first, please do it. That'd be great.
No, I'm a
stupid as a fucking bag of shit. Oh my god.
I think that's literally the intelligence of a horse.
Charisma's gonna be 5.
Oh, come on. No.
You enjoyed me in that being really charismatic, you know?
You're a Baptist priest. You describe yourself as a Baptist priest. You cannot have a charisma of 5.
Well, I think so, I mean, as well.
Okay. All right, well then what the fuck? It can't be strength.
Dex.
Intelligence.
Dex.
You're going to be dropping shit all over the place.
That's fine.
Oops. That's a 5.
All right.
So roll roll.
Do you know what a 5 gives you?
Yeah, it's like negative.
-3. -3. Just so everyone knows.
You know what? I'm jealous of that. I want that for my charisma.
I'm gonna be bumping that up because I'm what, level 8, so I get a couple of ability score increases.
Mm-mm, don't do that. No.
Yeah, you do get two.
I'm not worried.
Embrace your flaws, dude.
Embrace them. Come on.
Embrace your flaws.
I'll embrace your flaws. such a baby. 16 is going to go into wisdom. My 14 will go into strength. So I have 10, 11, and 11.
Wait, is the smallest one a normal d20?
Yeah.
Jeez. Look at that thing.
So it's charisma will be 10.
Is it just me, or is the
intelligence is 11, and constitution is 11.
Nice.
Okay, so that means the number of prepared spells that I can have is 11, which is nice because it's my wisdom modifier plus my level, which is 8. So nice, 11 prepared spells.
Aside from the fact that, you know, you can't really use spells in this universe unless you've unless you have something special.
Why is it saying that my armor class is 7?
AC is based off of dex.
But I'm wearing plate armor, which has an AC of 18. So how does that work?
You make sure in the items you mark it as wearing.
Yeah.
How do I mark it as wearing?
Or you can just re-edit it and put it as 20, like I do.
Okay, so I add 18 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It just becomes
it's just
18.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just 18.
I'm just gonna mark it 18 for now. I'll figure that shit out later.
Unless you wanted to, like, there are armors that allow you to take dex modifier as part of it, but they're like light and medium. Yeah, they're all
light medium.
I imagine this is more in thing, but I've got that magic 2 scale mail thing that we...
Here's the thing with that armor, it maxes out at like 3 or 4 or something like that for a lot of them.
You know, like the check marks for my skills. How many of those do I get?
You have the sheet open, right?
Huh?
Yeah. I believe you get a choice of 2. And then for a priest, I'm pretty sure you have a couple just default with your school and your background as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it says choose 2 from history, insight, medicine, persuasion, and religion. Does that mean 2 total or 2 from each?
2 total. 2 of those skills.
Oh, okay. All right.
Two of those skills, you'll put a check mark on.
Yep. All right, so I will take insight.
Religion.
And, yeah, religion.
Obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know shit about Jesus Christ. I know shit about Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Okay.
And then I've got 2 ability score improvements, so I will put both of those in the deck.
You know what's funny? I won't be able to edit your...
One into strength.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm going to put them both into strength. Fuck it.
Strength.
What's that for your strength at?
16.
Your AC will be 16. So you're good. You have enough strength to wear your armor.
Yes, exactly. That's why I did that. Okay, that should do it. Yeah.
Hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Insight or persuasion. That's a good point. Like maybe persuasion might be better.
I mean, that puts my persuasion at 3. Yeah, I like that better. We'll do persuasion. Good call.
Nice. All right.
All right. That does it.
I think we're good. Graham, how do we meet this Obama?
I'm going to say that this guy is purely decorative.
Where was it last week?
Sit over there. So let's recall the state of things at this particular moment. Gags was killed by basically a robot dragon alien robot sort of golem type thing with one of these sort of arcane negative energy crystals jammed into the bottom of its head. That sort of woke it up and gave it sort of power, I guess. And through the course of their investigations, the party has gone through and investigated the other larger object which fell out of the sky at the same time as that thing. They have commissioned a boat that nobody needs and kind of rowed out to the middle of things, to the bay, and swam down to this very large sort of meteorite asteroid that has a couple of windows or sort of metal pieces grafted onto it in strange locations, and it's all very strange. They have managed to find an entrance hatch and step inside this ship. And that's sort of where we fade up at this point in the story. You're basically standing in a large room upside down. You're standing on the ceiling. There is this huge, you know, as you might expect, this very long glass window where you can see out into the bay and the sort of like, you know, fish and an octopus and stuff. Starfish latched onto the window. There is some sort of console on the left end of where you're standing, where the window is, and sitting in some sort of chair strapped to it in this very large oversized chair that seems impossible to sit in is another one of these metallic golem dragon beings, strapped in, powered off, just all sort of black and shrouded in shadow. What happens next? We'll come to Brian when he's ready.
How much light do we have in this room?
It's relatively dark. It's still daytime outside, so you have some residual light refracting through the ocean.
So Graham can't see. Grant, who? Sorry. God damn it.
Yeah, Grant can't see. I can see just fine. Thank you. Thank you for checking. I'm glad.
Right. That's my fault. I chose the wrong name, clearly.
Yeah, no. I suppose Grant can see not so well, but...
I've stopped him before.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
I don't have my shoulder ornament to guide me anymore.
And just for the record, there are a couple of other doors. There are three doors, one large door. This little spaceship is scaled for one of those creatures' sizes. So it's relatively enormous compared to you guys. You guys are standing on the ceiling, like walking amongst light fixtures and like a puddle of water.
Wait, is it strapped into the chair, like, upside down, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind you, there's a double door. To your left and right, there are sort of auxiliary, just sort of normal rectangular doors. But they're on the floor, so they're up above you. Everything's all very large and alien and mysterious.
So, what do we do?
That thing looks like it's powered off, so we should be okay. I don't think it's going to come to life.
Listen, we just need to work out where this fucking crystal is, eat it, and get the hell out of this, whatever this is.
Maybe true. We speak a little softer so we don't wake up the thing that killed our friend.
It was a crystal that did it. The moment it fell out of it, it died. So.
Well, it seems there's different doorways we can go through. You want to split up?
I'm also pretty sure that we killed it and then the crystal fell out. Maybe that's just my memory, you know. But...
Well, I don't think that's relevant right now. We need to get moving, as you said. We don't want to wake this thing up or bring it back to life or whatever. It's... works through this.
What do you guys make some stealth checks just as you're kind of standing and muttering around?
Okay.
still beat the Rimble.
Is it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Plus 13.
Hey, look, I may roll a 10, but I still beat you.
Stealth. I mean, I don't think I would be stealthing, but I'll just see what how stealthy he is just naturally.
Okay, passive stealth.
Yeah, passive stealth of 8.
Mm-hmm. 8.
Mm-hmm.
8. So. Baracus, you definitely heard something out in the main room.
Grant, if you're wearing the same armor as me, are you?
No, he's wearing studded leather, I believe.
I'm pretty sure you said he was wearing the magical armor.
No, I've got it. It's back at the house.
Okay, but you're not wearing it.
No.
Okay, good. Because if you were, you'd be disadvantaged on all your stealth checks forever.
I mean, I'd have still have rolled a 23, but...
I mean, think of the past.
Baracus, you're in quite the pickle.
Okay.
The last thing you remember, you were at home. You were, you know, just your home, wherever that may be on the other side of the planet, not important. But you have no idea how long ago that was, or where you are, or what you're doing. You know that you were, you had some sort of divine, holy. Some sort of divine epiphany, and then a huge bright light appeared in the sky, and as far as you know, that's the last thing you remember. You remember, like, as if you were sleeping, you had these amazing dreams of being in paradise and yada, yada, yada. But you woke with a start, as it seems like the entire world of this ship has been sort of jolted to a stop during the crash. You are strapped to some sort of table hanging from the ceiling. So you're looking, you know, you're on the ceiling looking straight down. The floor, as far as you can tell, or rather the ceiling, is about 40 feet down from where you are. It's like being on the ceiling of an auditorium.
Awesome.
Very far down. You have tremendous pain in your head and your tail. And you see what appears to be either, you know, cages, boxes, something. This is all some kind of storage, some sort of bay. And all that stuff has been knocked loose and fallen onto the floor. You know, like storage of some sort has all been knocked and things have rolled out and weird shapes have been knocked out. And there's like repair plates, like big pieces of chunks of metal just laying on the ground. But you definitely heard something outside.
Okay. So I'll call out. I'll say, "I hear you. Who's there?"
Oh, great!
You guys hear that? The door is relatively thin, so you guys definitely heard that.
Grant, you woke him up. I didn't wake anyone up. I didn't even do anything.
God, you're so irresponsible.
Who does someone let me out of this infernal trap.
I think it's a trap.
If you get to trap, so why would someone say they're in a trap to trap someone? Actually, well, that's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it's kind of brilliant. Let's burn the whole place down and leave.
I don't think you can set this on fire. It looks to me that it's metal.
We're also underwater.
Right.
But we're not in water currently.
Who's in charge of diplomacy? Who wants to talk to the guy?
I speak out as like, who are you?
So you guys walk over to the door. The door is fairly far away. It's going to take you do have to move over there.
We're having this conversation over a large space, Graham. There's no walking. We stay where we are. And...
Who am I? I'm the man you've trapped here.
We trapped him?
We trapped him here?
No, you fell out of the sky.
I see no one else here.
We're simply investigating.
Baracus, while you're in this room and you're looking down, amongst the detritus in the room, something definitely moved one of those boxes. There's something else alive in this room and you're not sure what it is or why it's there.
Whoa. I swear by Doldorn, if you don't get me out of here right now, I'm working on my accent, don't worry. I'm working on my voice. It's changed about 3 times in a row.
I like it. Keep it up.
Yeah.
If you don't let me out of here right now, I will call down the powers of my god.
Gods. I don't want to fight any gods today.
We're on the bottom of the ocean. Your god can't do anything here.
How powerful is Dildo?
I don't know. What if it's like an ocean god?
I don't know anything about his god.
I don't either. Or you don't know what this guy looks like.
There's something in here with me too.
Maybe that's the thing that trapped you. Do you ever think about that before accusing innocent people?
Dick? Well, you're the only ones talking to me.
You're not innocent, Grant.
I'm going to walk over to the
technically
door,
in
Ram.
This situation, I am
but
innocent.
Now that I know that there's something in the room with him.
Gormung must fight.
I am going to prepare myself for a tea party.
Gormung.
So as Gormung walks over to where the door is, remember the door's on the ceiling, it's all upside down. As he walks over there, you guys all sense that the asteroid ship or whatever is perched on something. It kind of, you hear it creak and it kind of shifts back and forth.
This is making me sick.
Okay, Grant, you're the fattest. Go on that end over there.
No.
Well, you're fatter than me.
Yes.
So go over there.
Gormung is the biggest and heaviest.
Yeah.
I climb up to the door to try and open it, Graham, not giving a shit.
Okay. Yeah. Make an athletics roll.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can do that. How's a 26 do you?
All right, you guys see Gormung just sort of like, with like a huge like leap, like Incredible Hulk style, just like leaps up to where the door should be and grabs onto the threshold from underneath.
I didn't know Orcs would jump that high.
You know, if he did that when we were fighting the big metal beast, maybe Gags would still be here with us now.
Well, you can't completely blame Gormung. Oh, you can, but you'd be wrong.
You know, as I'm like pushing the door open, Graham, I'm just like, you know, if you didn't hide in a fucking bush the entire time, maybe you'd actually not have a dead friend, and I wouldn't be opening this door by myself.
A, dickhead, never said he was my friend, and B,
you said it at his fucking funeral.
It was a tree.
Baracus, it would seem that several old married couples have come to save you.
Yeah. I was what I need.
I was knocked unconscious right off the get-go.
Yeah, it was very impressive. Your feats of bravery will be sung for years to come.
Now that's thank rich you. Coming from a man like you.
Thank you. What?
Why not stop your bickering? And help me out.
Why not shut up if you want us to help you out?
Graham, I'm going to launch a firebolt at the restraints.
What?
Well,
I'm 40 feet in the air.
So, Gormung, you're there standing on the threshold. You can peel the door open. It's like a Star Trek door. So you got like pull the door open.
Yeah. At first, I try and push it for a while. I push it for a long while. Yeah. And it's like.
You're like, oh, must be something in there. Must be something.
I try and grab the inside of the door and just pull it towards me, and okay. And then nothing happens. But as I'm pulling it, it slides to the side. I'm like, oh, that's strange. So then I like, I push the door open.
The Gormung, you see this room as I described, this like huge auditorium room upside down, a lot of boxes and stuff, like some bones and some other sort of what appear to be natural material are lying on the floor. All these like some cages and stuff on the with dead animals inside. And as described, you see this tiefling kind of on the ceiling, and he's strapped to a table, and you see some other dead people strapped to tables as well, like corpses just kind of hanging there dead on other tables. But this tiefling seems to be very much alive, and perhaps they didn't have a chance to do what they were doing on him.
All right, so I know from my D&D lore, tieflings are pretty much hated, more hated than orcs in some regard.
Sure.
What is the general consensus in your world for tieflings?
Have you guys seen a tiefling before? In my world?
I mean, I might have, because I'm sort of... probably been in the adventuring. I was in the adventuring guild for a lot longer than Gags and Grant were, but I don't know about Drimble.
And put me. And put me.
Yeah, I don't know about.
Well, put me was in there longer than Gormung was. Put me's old.
I think you guys know that they're just like everybody else. There's good ones and bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do orcs think of them, though?
What do orcs think? Yeah. Orcs don't like anybody.
And it's like, okay. I look up and I'm just like,
You there, Orc Man!
Why do you have to be tiefling?
Why do you have to be an orc?
Good question.
Why is anyone?
I'm actually a half human, but you know that doesn't people never see that part.
Did I not just call you Orc Man? I can see.
How did you get here? Is this like something that you do for fun? I don't know what you're doing.
I'm having a ball up here on the floor ceiling. I'm ecstatic. The last I know, I was having a divine intervention from my god. And now I'm here.
Is that like a sex thing or something?
What I think that? It's like an alcoholic thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes a lot more sense. Well,
So you guys are all there now. Let's say over this time you guys have crawled up to the door. There you are.
Hello.
Grant, with your immense passive perception, something's definitely in the pile of junk and trash on the floor ceiling.
But he can't see because it's dark.
Okay.
So he's
doesn't Ollie come up and go like this and then go back down? Because I'm getting out of this fucking room right now.
It looks more like a tail, but yeah, it does just that.
Okay, the walls are closing in a second, guys. I'm calling it.
Some kind of serpentine tail. And at that very point, Baraka, since you have this sort of supreme vantage point, will you give me a perception roll?
Sure.
Can tieflings see in the dark? They can't they?
Yeah, I have dark vision.
They can actually see better than everyone else.
They're also fairly resistant to fire, so fucking chuck that fireball at them.
Yeah. 13.
So it's kind of interesting that... you know, everyone in the group it can still see in the dark aside from Grant, so like...
yeah.
Really useful.
Baracus, where you're from, you're fairly familiar with gators.
Okay.
That seemed like a 40-foot alligator or something, like, is like underneath this trash and junk and supplies and stuff like that. And you seem to recall when you were taking a similar kind of sound, sort of like gnashing jaws and stuff like that, and then sort of the smell of ozone. Like it's all kind of flooding back to you, sort of this experience you went through. And you also, nobody else sees this, you also see that everything has sort of this red tint in the room, like sort of like emergency lighting. Nobody else sees this, by the way.
It's like almost like an aura?
It's the whole room, like bathed in sort of red.
Okay.
Like a Virtual Boy game.
wow.
That's all I thought he
said. I completely...
Only look around for about 20 minutes or else your eyes will start to hurt.
But you can understand what they're trying to do, yeah? Okay.
So I'm going to yell down that, boys, there's gators down there.
Gator. What's a gator?
It's like an old dinosaur with big pointy teeth.
I start climbing up the wall. I'm just like, how old are you supposed to be?
Who, me?
Yeah, as I'm climbing. Graham, can I climb the wall?
Yeah, because of the cages and stuff, it's a trivial matter, especially for you to climb up the wall.
Yeah.
But as you're doing that, as Gormund gets about halfway up the wall, you guys see this, whatever it is, its head comes out of the junk and stuff, and sort of like follows Gormung up the wall as he climbs. Gormung being so, you know, distracted with his own self-interest. You can see this, everybody besides Gormung, let's say, just for fun.
Yep.
This thing has sort of a crocodile-like head, sort of like a dinosaur. It's got horns, and it opens its mouth. You see like four rows of teeth and sort of this crackling lightning in its...
Of course, it's magical. Why wouldn't it be magical?
You guys see that?
Oh, good. Oh crap, my bowstring's wet. It's not gonna be good.
Just twang it a few times. Twang, twang,
twang, twang. You wanna help Grant get the thing away from him? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, maybe we should tell him before.
Nah.
I'm just climbing, just like, fucking tieflings, goddammit. This one's really old, too, and it's really gonna be fucking annoying to work with, goddammit.
You look older than me, Orc Man.
Right, so...
You look like a strawberry.
Everything looks upside down to you anyway, so you don't know anything.
Gorman.
Yeah. Graham, what would you like to do to me? I'm an open book. Read me, man. Come on, let's go.
You're going to be bitten.
Sweet.
This thing.
Cool.
Because your friends have issued, oops, no words of warning.
Thanks, guys, by the way. I love you.
Does natural 20 hit you?
Actually, my AC is 21 today, so no. Actually,
it doesn't. Great. This is bad.
I thought you were going to use the dumb big ball. Or did that not work?
Like I said, it's way too loud and it's going to hurt the table. So let's use the same gray dice that I killed Gags with.
Oh, wait. You killed Gags. Does it get a name? What did you name it?
Yeah, I haven't thought of anything yet. Kevin.
Kevin. Kevin the Anus Destroyer. All right.
The Auditor.
11, 17.
The accountant.
So, Gormung, you guys watch in horror as Gormung takes 40 points of piercing damage.
Are you fucking with me, Graham?
Did it just latch onto his taint or something?
All right. If the attack hits, the target is also swallowed. Oh. No. You are grappled. So you are in its jaws and grapple.
I'm going to wrestle this fucking gator, Graham. Let's go. 40 points? No. Yeah, 40 points of damage. Yeah.
40 points of damage.
All right. Still got more HP than the rest of the party put together. roll your HP, Brian.
Oh, shit. Yeah, good idea. So 8d8.
Well, the first one you get your max health.
I'm just celebrating my initiative.
The first one I get what?
Max.
Max. For clerics, it is 8. So you get 8 plus your con mod for first level.
So 8.
You didn't add anything to your con with your
11. I rolled like fucking Gags.
I'm really invested in helping.
Fucking
47,
Jesus.
Hey, you got some pretty big numbers in there, but you also got a lot of low ones, too.
Yeah. Oh, wait, you added the extra 8.
I did.
It's supposed to be 8 for level 1, and then you're level 8, so seven, you would level up 7 times. So 7d8s.
So you basically just don't take the first one, right?
Yeah.
And then you keep the rest. So you remove 3 from that total, right?
So you actually have 44 HP total.
44.
Yep. Yeah. But then you add.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So 44. Okay.
What's your con modifier?
0.
Oh, well, that's nice and easy.
Yeah.
I have more HP than you, dude.
12 initiative.
Oh, initiative, right. Yeah, of course. Oh, I can't wait to see your initiative. It's going to be 4. Worse than 4. It's going to be so much worse than 4. It's gonna happen.
No, why'd it be high? Because if it's high, it's the exact opposite. He's stuck up there, can't do anything.
Well, yeah, should I roll? I need to roll initiative, right? Okay, so it's minus 2. 11.
Negative 2.
Seeing as I rolled a nat 1, did I like fall asleep or something, maybe? I'm just like, oh, go on, I'll help you.
So that really only comes into play when it's like, when someone else also has the exact same initiative as you.
Yeah.
All right. So the Bahir rolled another natural 20 on its initiative, so it's going to go first.
Jesus, Kevin.
Kevin.
So what stage of the grapple am I in? The first one?
But now he's going to attempt to swallow you, okay?
Right, yeah. And I have to make opposed athletics, I guess?
No. It makes one bite attack against a medium or smaller target. It is grappling. If the attack hits, the target is also swallowed and the grapple ends, and then you're blinded and restrained. Okay? Sounds good?
I guess so. I mean, like...
How does 25 treat you?
As a hit?
Does it hit?
Yeah, I got AC 20.
You guys see the creature, like, tilt upward and just go... Hum-oh! It's like a gullet. Gormung, you slide into the creature's throat. You are immediately blinded and restrained.
What does restrained do?
all your attacks have disadvantage.
All right.
I think everything has disadvantage, actually, but I'm not sure.
I like the idea that I get my axe and I just start spinning. It's
You have total cover against attacks and other effects.
He can't hit me, man.
And you take 66 acid damage at the start of each of its turns.
All right, so how much damage does the bite do? Well, the swallow does nothing, right?
No.
Okay. So 66 at the start of his turns?
Yeah.
Okay, so next round I take acid damage from the... Okay.
Right.
Geez, 66 might fucking outright kill me, maybe.
Right. All right, I think we got all that.
Yeah.
Now it can also attempt to grab somebody else since Gormung's no longer grappled.
Even at max damage, it won't even fucking scratch the surface of my health, so it's fine. We're good.
Right. So, Grant, here it comes. It's going to try to grab you with its tail. Oh. This thing picked up most of the room. It's all very bizarre and alien and very strange looking. All right. Natural one.
Graham, can this fucking thing even move? Like, let's be real. I probably weigh more than it does. And I'm inside of it.
It's huge. It is a huge monstrosity.
Huge? Okay.
Alright. Durimbor, what would you like to do?
Well, this is the situation.
Okay, well, that's the one problem solved.
Brian, yeah. Change your character name in Roll 20.
What would be Brian. Best for me?
Change your character name in Roll 20.
I think best would be... Yeah, so same gag.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
So seeing our tiefling, or a new tiefling guy up on the top, and Gormung stuck inside this thing, I think Drimbor is going to try out his new magic. He's going to focus on the creature, and he's just going to, like, he's going to, like, start counting in his head, but he's going to start counting slower. He's going to cast slow on this creature.
Okay.
Does that affect me as well? But I have total cover. It does not. So.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Nice.
So, it wisdom must save? Succeed on
at
a...
At what point do I become this creature? You know, like... You know what I mean? Like, what part do I lose?
Wisdom save is only 7, so...
He fails.
Defected, and making creature speed as half takes -2 penalty to AC, that's fine.
And it can't use reactions. It can either action or bonus action, but not both.
Would he be able to
make more than one melee attack?
So would he be able to, like, 6 creatures of your choice in a 40-foot cube? Does that mean if there's any additional creatures that we are not aware of, does he inherently know that they're there now?
I have to choose them, so I'd have to know they're there.
Okay.
All right, sounds good. You do so. Awesome. Baracus, what do you want to do?
Struggle against my restraints? I don't know.
Okay.
Do it. You can't. These cuffs can't hold you.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
How angry are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I'd say 10.
Why?
Because I'm strapped to a table. I don't know where I am. I have a group of incompetent fools trying to rescue me that promptly got halfway swallowed by a huge crocodile.
You wait till I climb out of this thing holding its fucking children.
I'd say I'm like 8.5.
Okay, sounds good. So you want to try to struggle? Let's make just a strength check.
Okay.
One strap is off. You start dangling from your legs. Your thighs and stuff are now dangling from the ceiling. So your chest is basically still restrained.
There are a couple of crunches, bro. You got this.
You could theoretically slide out. If you want to move, you can slide out, but it's a 40-foot drop.
Well, right. So that's the problem. And also, I don't have any of, like, my... Do I have my armor on?
Yes.
But I don't have, like, my weapon or anything.
You know where they are.
Okay.
You know they're in the room.
Okay, they're in the room. How long are the straps that are binding me?
12. You know what I mean? That's just 12 meters, man. Come on.
Three feet.
12, so it would still be like a 3-story drop, basically.
Yeah.
A little less than three stories. Is there a pile of garbage that I can aim for that would?
I mean, there's water, right?
Yeah, you can do that, or you can always like acrobatics your way over to the wall and try to start climbing down.
Aim for a giant slug, maybe.
I mean, acrobatics might not be the best way to go.
Oh, are you saying that somehow you've been put in a situation where dexterity may be your only way to escape?
why don't you do a swan dive, aim for the crocodile's mouth, and come join me, man? Come on.
How deep is the water?
What water?
Oh, there's not water?
No, no. I mean, it's like an inch. It's an inch of water.
Oh, right? Shit. Okay.
It's a trash dump,
Right.
I want to aim for a pile of garbage that would break my fall.
Alright, Grant is over there.
Oh,
fucking got him.
I was going to make that joke.
So you swing and sort of just pray a little bit.
Yeah.
And make a dexterity saving throw. Get the board out.
Yeah, you're gonna have to change
it. I'm gonna have to change it to... Okay, fuck. All right, dexterity saving throw, go! Oh, my God!
Character, roll up.
You land on a discarded...
That could have been a negative three, guys. That could have been a negative three, but he didn't let it happen because he's a baby.
Because you can't roll a zero.
Yeah. You take 15... Just fall damage, okay?
Okay.
Durimbor and Grant, you see this tiefling just go, just you're like, that didn't seem particularly heroic, but
I'm surrounded by incompetent.
I'm surrounded by bumbling incompetence. Watch one.
Oh, I'm out of 10.
Yeah, Baracus. Not only that, you've landed as far away from your gear as you could get.
Can we make it so that one of his shoes is still up there?
as this tiefling emerges from the trash, you guys finally get a good look at him. So before the game, I attempted to contact Brian with a sort of additional thing I wanted to add to his character that he didn't know about yet.
Right.
Because I have, you know, certain affinities for things that I like. You guys finally get a good sense of what this tiefling is all about. He kind of stands up. You see that not only has his tail been removed.
Oh, he's docked. Oh, that's adorable.
Secondly, he has Star Trek Borg style, this huge metal faceplate over half of his head and this enormous red eye where one of his eyes used to be.
Fucking got him.
The red haze.
That's why everything looks red. Brian.
Yes.
As a standard action, when you are extremely angry, you can fire a laser from your robot eye.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Wait, do you get multiple attacks?
You have to be extremely angry to the point of basically a barbarian's rage.
Yeah, I'm out of 10.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
I mean, the ground is slightly moist and his bare sock touched it. It's gross. Of course he's going to be a
You guys previously figured he had been killed, but he has been operated on at some point. Baracus, it's end of your turn. Grant, what do you want to do?
I'd like to disengage.
From
what? Okay, from the tail, yeah. Sure.
Well, the crocodile thing came at me, right?
So, well, it was a tail. It was trying to grab you with its tail.
Oh, the tail came at me. I'd like to disengage, run away, and bonus action stealth, please.
Nice. As this thing sort of moves around, it as people move around, once again, the ship kind of teeters, especially with this giant... You get the sense that this creature was what was causing it. This enormous ship, this very large creature, was what was causing it to move about so much. Because you guys, compared to the ship, you guys are minuscule.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Gormung.
So, I'm inside this thing, right? Have you ever seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2?
No.
Nope.
Yes.
The very beginning of the movie, a character who, let's just say, he might as well be an orc. Felon is, he's like, haha, I'll take this monster down by jumping inside of it and killing it from the inside with daggers. Right?
Yeah.
So it's the very beginning. It's literally the beginning. You see it in the fucking trailer as well. Anyway,
he's in the stomach and he's literally like, ha 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 ha.
So anyway,
I can see that.
I've traveled. Gormung has traveled all over the world. Well, not really. In his region, right? Has he ever encountered a crocodile before?
The animal, the crocodile, sure. Yeah.
Has he? I imagine that Gormung has watched it feed. It does the twirl of death that crocodiles do when they bite onto their prey. So Gormung, inside this creature, is just like,
oh god,
undulating walls of flesh. Yeah,
yeah, he's just like breathing on him. He's like, so he just, you know, wiggles his fingers. The axe falls into his hand, and he turns it sideways, and he just imitates a crocodile feeding, and just spins as much as he can.
Go ahead and make normal attack rolls, but they're disadvantaged, okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm happy to do that, yeah. Oh, how about 25?
Oh, yeah.
21, internal stomach damage, Graham.
Yep.
What's that? A 14. I think a 14 is good enough to hit something that I'm inside of, Graham. What do you think?
The point is that you can't get enough oomph behind it.
Velocity?
Sure, you're like scratching it, but like, eh.
Okay, you're right. It probably got caught on its spine on the first rotate. You're right. That's probably what happened. So that's the, I guess that's my turn.
Okay. I would have, how about this? I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
What's up? If the Bahir takes 30 damage or more on a single turn from the swallowed creature, the Bahir must succeed on a constitution save or regurgitate you, okay? So that's the plan.
I got this.
All right.
Next turn.
The creature will, being slowed by Darimbor, and being a at least partially intelligent creature, will turn around, see these combatants, and it will sort of charge up its lightning breath. Now, because of the slowing effect, it can only do that. It cannot attack also, okay? Mm-hmm. So it is going to fire its lightning breath at Darimbor. It's 20 feet long and 5 feet wide, so it can only hit one person with it in a line. That's going to be Darimbor, okay?
Okay.
Graham, give me a perspective from inside of this crocodile. What does it look like when he's charging up his thing? Because I might want to just reach out and fucking grab that next turn.
Well, you're more in like the gullet region.
Okay.
All right. Real quick one thing. If a teacher attempts to cast a spell with a cast time of an action or higher, roll a d20. On 11 or higher, it doesn't take effect until the next turn.
It's not really a spell.
All right, that's fine. All right, so was it a dex save?
30.
Good. 18?
18, eh? That's enough, but you're going to take half damage, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Grant and Baracus, you guys see this... this enormous, like, searing, molten lightning sort of cuts the ground in half. As a matter of fact, it does so much damage that water begins to sort of fill the cavity that it leaves. Durimbor, you take 67 lightning damage. Okay, sorry, half that.
Yeah, half 40, that.
34 lightning 34. Damage.
Sweet Jesus.
Are you down?
I'm almost there, but no.
Baracus, as you're sort of sitting there, the water begins to fill around your boots, and there's the Rimbor's move.
Rimbor, this thing has now it fucking almost murdered me.
What is it with you and breath attacks? Seriously,
it happens when you don't have a high HP.
Well, no, you always get attacked with breath attacks.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's breathtaking, okay.
Oh, of course. Uh-huh. God damn it, dude. That was good.
No. What would Drimbor? Drimbor needs to save his friend. The Drimbor will blade song. He will sing his song of spinny bladesness. And he will go in. I'm going to like jump on top of his head and like stab it.
You're spinning on the outside. I'm spinning on the inside. And yeah, this alligator stuck in the middle of us.
Not enough. Second attack.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee. And he's just like stabbing his own leg.
Now, to inform the viewers, last session I hit level 3 fighter, which I chose the archetype Battlemaster. And now I have something called a precision attack. If before Graham tells me the hit attack can hit or miss or not, I can roll a d8, add that to my attack roll, and we'll see if that actually does hit. I only get 4 of these die for a long rest, so 1d8. So will an 18 hit the target?
Will an 18 hit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then. So then he will take 9 piercing damage.
All right, sounds
and
good.
That will be my turn.
Baracus, what do you want to do?
Okay, so quick question. Does my eye laser, it counts as a weapon that I have, right?
It's a standard action, so.
Okay. Oh, no, it's an action. It's more like a spell. I mean.
So it's not a weapon?
Not really. Something you just look at like Cyclops.
Does he have proficiency with it?
Well, because I was going to ask, so as I do have, as a first level, as a war priest, I can, when I use the attack action, I can make a another attack as a bonus action. So can I use that with my eye laser?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will fire my eye laser at the crocodile.
Now I'm going to say this, because you're so angry, you have to say something. You have to chastise it for something.
Okay. I'll say, this is all your fault that I fell and lost my shoe and now my sock is wet.
I like that you stuck with it, man.
So this is going to be a ranged attack roll, so dexterity, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so how would I do this?
Wow, you gave him a dex attack. I love it, Graham.
So, oh, crap, I forgot what the proficiency bonus is for eight.
Is it 4? For 8?
8? I forget.
Is he at 8 now? You've made it from 5 to 8?
No, I'm at 5.
Oh, are you level 5?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm level 8.
Oh. So your proficiency bonus is...
What are you?
3. Okay. 3. So it's a d20 flat, because you have a minus 3 dex.
Right, d20. All right.
I think he's mad. His face is really red.
Yeah, you guys see him get mad, and he yells something, and then light comes out of his face.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Blows up, face comes off, brain flops out.
Get the board.
Is this your second one in a row?
All right, bonus action.
All right.
Hey, 17.
Well, you can do it once. I'll explain why. You can do it the one time, okay?
Oh, okay.
Right, so you fire it, you miss, and then you want to do something else?
Yeah, I want to start. I want to move towards my gear, my weapon.
Is it like right. Ejaculating for him? Does he just feel like so much better after he fires his laser?
I'm at one now.
Okay, you move and find your gear. There's your gear. There it is.
Okay.
Digs out a cigarette.
It's like, was it good for you, eye laser?
Yeah.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna shoot that crocodile.
Water's pulling into the room.
I'm also going to consider running soon, but for now, I'll shoot that.
He hasn't even hit you. Stop being a baby.
I'm not being a baby. I don't want to drown, dickheads.
Where are you going to go? Out into the bottom of the lake?
I can swim.
So he claims.
What is your athletic score again? Please tell me.
1.
You can't swim.
I can swim. I cartwheel through water, so it's actually acrobatics. Does a 16 hit?
It only hits because of Durimbor's slow spell.
Well done, Durimbor. And I do not enough, but almost enough. I do 27.
Alright. Very nice.
And then I hide behind Baracus's sock. Shoe.
He has big shoes to fill, so you know it would cover you for sure.
Better one.
Damn. Gorman, what do you want to do?
Spin to win, I guess.
Spin to win.
Finduin, this guy. 15? Not good enough, yeah?
15 is just good enough because of the slow.
I hate to mention this as well, but doesn't he take 66 damage?
Oh, yes, of course. Hmm. No, that's on the... Oh, yeah, from the lightning round.
No, go ahead. No, you're 100% right. I was thought it was on the top of my turn, so, like...
It's on the creature's turn, so right, yeah, from last turn.
Go ahead, roll me.
11, 12, 13, 17.
Okay. Just casual 17 damage.
I wish I could just take 17 damage, but like, meh.
Dude, when you got 99 HP, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, it doesn't matter.
Alright, so that hit.
Alright, I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 42 damage, mister.
You guys see Gormung's axe come out of this thing's chest?
Oh.
Before he vomits me, I action surge and I spin again, Graham.
Okay.
He's like a freaking... He's like
I come spinning out, okay? I wanna my final action, I'm gonna come out like a fucking screw top out of this thing. It's gonna all be right. Great.
And fly up through the ship, out of the water, into
you're like
the
one
atmosphere.
Of those toys where you squeeze it and then it flies up off the base.
Yeah.
What's that meme that was going around a while back with the Daft Punk song? It's like, and it's just like he just goes off. Yeah, that one.
He takes 64 damage, Graham.
You guys see Gormung slash his way out of the beast's chest. Just go.
And I come out, I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, God. It smelled
where's
like.
Where's my Dramamine?
Is it dead?
All right. The creature will move. It will move its full movement.
But can I actually get my second wind as well? Or
this... Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Before you apply me with. Boximus damage.
So the creature won't move, and I need everybody in the ship, which is everybody, to make a dexterity saving throw.
God damn it.
Right, because of my blade song, I actually have advantage on this.
Fucking yeah, boy. 17. Look at that.
10's all you need.
Yay!
So what are we making? 16. What are we making, sir?
Dexterity save, everybody. Because as this thing moves, it's so much weight, the ship shifts. And actually, you guys are all right now at an angle, okay? But you guys all managed to keep your various footings. And then I believe even slowed, it gets to make one attack.
Yes, it has one action or one bonus action.
Hmm. All right. Gormung, coming at you with another bite attack.
Come at me, Bray.
Go back in, bud.
14 misses. That's all I can do.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe I'm still dizzy, and I just inherently dodge because of how dizzy I am. So.
Like drunken master style.
Yeah.
Durimbor, what's it gonna be?
More stabs. Stab 25.
Oh yeah.
Five. Oh. Second attack. 17.
Yeah.
For 11. And offhand attack. 25.
Yeah.
Or 10. So what is that? 26?
Baracus.
Yes.
Useful.
How far am I from it?
30 feet.
Okay. I will move 25 feet to get in range.
Okay.
And I will swing at it with my halberd. Thing here it is. Come on now, baby. 25.
Oh yeah.
All right. So that is 8 slashing damage, and then I will use a bonus action and hit it again. 11 does not hit.
Nope.
Okay.
What type of feats do you have?
I'm sorry.
Did you pick any feats? Like Polar Master and stuff like that?
Well, I have like martial proficiency and things like that. I don't know if I picked any feats yet.
No, he went stat upgrades, so he didn't get any feats.
No, yeah. he didn't, because his thing is 5 still.
My thing is what?
No, he put bonus points to his strength.
Yeah.
And it actually increases dex.
Okay.
Grant, what do you want to do?
Let's shoot that crocodile. Let's shoot it with a 20.
Sorry?
20.
I don't see that. What happened?
I shot it with a bow.
Yeah. Okay. Yep.
18 damage.
You guys watch as an arrow flies through the auditorium, up through the beast's bottom of its neck, straight into its brain. The creature rears back in horrible pain and roars, and sort of like a lightning bolt, like fires into the sky into the ceiling floor by accident. The creature falls backward, which causes the entirety of the ship to flip upside down. I need you all to make another set of dexterity saving throws. These ones even more difficult.
Well, while I'm making
22.
Dexterity saving throw, I'd like to yell, mine!
I mean, sure.
Jesus.
I'm going to use Indomitable here and reroll.
I mean, look at it this way, mate. The minuses make literally no difference.
Yeah, I know.
You're rolling shit anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. How much damage do I take, Graham?
Well, Baracus and also Gormon, 14 still not enough.
Ooh. And
the entire
advantage.
Okay. Based on y'all's various expertises in spatial geometry, there's a certain point where you get so deep that you won't be able to swim out, okay? And that window is slowly closing. Right now, Baracus and Gormung have now fallen back to where the back of the ship, where the creature is, the creature's body is, and they are both prone. So we're still in initiative order because now we're going to be avoiding drowning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the creature is dead. And then it is Gormung's turn. Gormung, you're prone. You're like sitting on top of Baracus, and you got to scale the floor upward to try and get out to back through the door.
Okay.
All right.
Meanwhile, everybody's like hanging on bits of cages and pieces of luggage and whatnot.
So is that athletics?
Yep.
You need help, old man.
Why do you think I'm old?
Yes, he does.
You sound like an old man.
Gormon.
What would it take for me to give a bonus to Barak's roll?
Just aid him so he gets advantage.
All right, I will do that.
All right.
So 24.
Yeah, so you guys go together. Go ahead and make the roll also, Gormon. So you guys both make it up. The room is still about 60 feet tall, so you can move your normal speed pretty much, 20 feet, I think, on climbing, a little bit less than walking speed. Durimbor, what are you going to do to help? You're kind of near the door, which is near the main room, which is where the exit is, hanging there from a cage, and these guys, at this pace, they're not going to make it. What do you want to do?
I can actually help with this situation. I can look at so Gormung looks like he's gonna be able to handle it just fine, right? It's Baracus. So I can look at Baracus and then just start out loud counting faster and faster, and I can cast haste on him.
Oh.
Nice. Doubles his speed and gives him an advantage on dex checks.
Yay.
Grant, how do you wanna help?
could I
do you wanna climb?
Yeah. Once I'm sure he's got it, I'll get out of there.
Yeah, and you're close enough to get to where Grant is, okay?
Gormung's gonna make it, all right. Like, it looks like Gormung's gonna make it.
It's gonna be close. Gormung's pretty tough. His athletics is enough. He can probably hold his breath a lot longer than everyone else.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Okay. Like, my athletics is probably stronger than your stealth.
Am I the highest up, as it were?
Yeah. Well, Durenbor just made it to you.
Yeah. Can I very quickly tie off a rope, dangle it, and then try and leave as quickly as possible?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say, can I quickly kick the rimboard down?
I mean, it was my second choice.
It's easy enough to tie off a rope, and then you want to try to make it to the exit?
Yeah.
All right. Because the way the exit is oriented, you're still going to have to climb up there, and it's actually, because it's like a tile floor, like metal surface or ceiling, it's all very sheer. It's going to be a very difficult athletics check to climb up there, but you're a rogue. You should be able to be good at this.
Could I instead fire the rope up there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
See if that will...
Sure, make an attack roll.
Okay. I kind of... Yeah, I don't know how long the rope is, but I kind of think I just saved myself to screw everyone else. 20.
The rope just fucking flies like 300 feet.
And you need it. You can climb up to the door now, no problem.
I would like to climb up to the door, please. No problem.
Gormung.
Okay.
I mean, just get up to where I am and you'll be fine.
I mean, I can continue climbing, right?
Yeah, Gormung and Baracus, you guys can roll together because you guys are now together.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, do you...
Woo! Another... Hey, I have advantage, right?
You actually crit that, yeah.
Yeah, crit.
Gormung, Baracus is clearly outpacing you.
Oh! I don't think so.
No, no.
I don't fucking think so.
Like madmen. You guys are... this is... Durinbor, you're very impressed. This is all very... Yeah.
I like the idea that he's just looking down. It's like, man, those guys really want to save their life, and I'm just like, well, you want to fucking race, old man.
Unfortunately for Gormung, Baracus actually gets an additional action per turn, so he can climb twice.
So I'll climb one more time then, right?
Fail.
You can.
Boink.
Well, that's what the spell says.
21.
Very nice. Reborn Grant, do you guys want to help?
I'm no old man, and I push my hand in Gormung's face and use it for leverage to boost myself up higher up the wall.
I think they'll be fine.
All right, so you're going to climb up to the exit, you're going to open the door and...
Yeah, screw him.
Take a huge breath, open the hatch, swim out, there it is. Very nice.
Does that swim up the waterfall, Graham?
As it's coming down, like a salmon. Just spin. It's like a motorboat.
So, Gormung and Baracus, one more athletics roll.
Sure.
Water is filling the cavity, but you're almost there. Baracus gets one more action.
Oh, yeah. 18.
All right. Fair enough. You get up there, and then you can put your hand down to Gormung. You guys can both... get out with just enough time to spare. You take some huge breaths, and everybody swims out, and then like very, very quickly swims to the surface as the asteroidal spaceship with the robot dragon inside.
Just before we swim up, just before we take breath, I say, deep breath, bullseye.
All right. Gormung and Baracus, you guys are in very serious trouble. Because of your armor.
I was hoping that you wouldn't say anything about that.
Durinbor and Grant, you guys swim and you realize that Barak and Gormung aren't behind you because they're actually, despite their frantic swimming, they're actually dropping.
I'm pretty sure I get disadvantage on my swim checks because of this.
Yeah.
All right. So Gormung and Baracus, I need athletics checks again.
At a disadvantage?
With major disadvantage, oh yeah.
Now, let me get an idea here, Graham. Is it physically possible to like quick release an armor in this world?
Yeah, but you're gonna have to leave it behind.
Okay, I'm gonna make a roll. See what happens.
All
right. Oh,
nice. Gormung swims out of the shadows, making forward progress somehow, despite all odds.
Dude, have you seen my leg muscles?
Yes,
they're like fucking three orcs inside of them, you know. Like,
I swim out of the shadows.
All right, Baracus, what are you gonna do? You're gonna have to ditch this armor, or you're gonna drown.
I mean, I don't really have a choice.
All right, So you just like pull the ripcord.
Pull the ripcord. Yep.
I mean, doesn't he have advantage because of the haste?
Yeah, but I'll tell you this: the armor he's wearing is so heavy.
It's 65 pounds.
If anything, you're just gonna stay in the same place.
Yeah, he's gonna be swimming in the same place, but faster. Just...
Yeah.
Make some kind of forward progress, and that's not enough. The only way you're gonna do that is get rid of the armor, being Gormung and critting.
How deep is the water we're in right now?
You guys, the ship has fallen very, very far, has floated very far down. So you're at least 100, if not 200 feet up. You're going to have to really push it.
Shit. Yeah, I gotta ditch the armor.
All right.
Swim so fast, you create a bubble of air, right? And then float up in the bubble.
All right. So after what seems like forever of swimming, you guys, your lungs are burning so bad. You're fairly certain that the boat has floated away into God knows where. But you guys all emerge outside. Gormung, what's the plan? Because if you try to tread water in this armor, it's not going to happen. What do you do? You've gotten up and you've taken a breath of air with the armor on somehow, despite all odds. Mm-hmm. But what do you do next? Because can't maintain that crit forever.
Is the boat not here?
Boat is gone.
Ah.
So wait, what do I do?
No, what do I do? I'm still wearing my armor.
You guys are like running water in the daytime bay, some light rain.
Now,
All
right, let me get a picture here. I remember you saying, I don't remember this. What you said was the result of this, but is it possible for me to Eldritch Knight away my armor?
What's the wording of the power? Is that object?
I think it might be object. Let me check. Oh, I was looking at Paladin. I was like, why the fuck is it? Okay, Eldritch Knight. Okay, weapon bond. It's called weapon bond, so probably not. And one weapon, so probably not.
What do you do?
I'm not strong enough to help you swim.
I mean,
so athletic checks with advantage as your party tries to carry you to shore.
I mean, are you aware that it's a magical armor, and is that what you're trying to do?
I'm just trying to help my friend not drown. I don't really care about your armor.
I'm swimming to shore.
Because if here's the thing, I'm just gonna drop the armor. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm not gonna put both of us at risk because of some stupid thing. But if you know what, actually, fuck it, Graham. I just fucking eat the armor. I'm just.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why didn't I think of that shit? I'm not gonna drop it. I'm just gonna be like, give me that shit. Put it in my belly.
Gormung's armor turns into a fine mist and is absorbed into his person as a suppository. And Gormung, I want you to roll.
I like that idea. I'm like, I break it. I'm like, yes, give me that. Wait, where's it go? No.
Not like this. Not like this.
Gormung, can you roll 2d6 for me?
It's 2d6 only? God damn it, Gags wasn't worth as much as his armor, and he was fucking 3d12.
I wrote it down then, that's the way it is.
Okay, 2d6, huh?
Yep.
2d6 up the butt.
Yep.
I'll take a 4 up the butt, Graham.
And then you guys swim to shore and lay down on the beach. There you are. Awesome. Have a good time, take a break. We'll be right back. with Brian about Prox's laser eye and robot eye.
Okay.
Very simple. When it hits, it does 66 fire damage.
Holy shit.
Okay. It's usable once per day.
Okay.
Period. Okay. That's it.
All right. So laser eye. The 66. Wait, 6d6 or 66? Okay.
6d6.
66 damage. Graham, I kill the boss. Okay. Moving on then.
But it is a ranged attack roll.
Right.
Maybe give it to Grant.
Rip it off my face.
Oh no, yeah, Grant, all Grant has to do is just point your head, you know, like
yeah. You guys are lying on the beach. Baracus has had to ditch his armor to make it in time, and you're heaving breath. If you recall, the townsfolk nearby were not particularly like worried about anything because they don't know what's going on. You guys have stopped both things now, or have otherwise, you know, finished both parts of this particular piece of quest with the townsfolk being none the wiser. Now I imagine the thing to do would be to sort of see what's up with this guy who you saved.
Yeah. Oh, right. that was fun, right?
I like the idea that, you know, you guys were swimming away and Gormung is pretty much like basically naked aside from a loincloth coming out of the ocean, James Bond style. Yeah.
Like waving his hair.
Yeah, like he's got,
I
like
come out and I've got like the bra swimsuit on.
Nah, you look like, I imagine you look a lot like, for some reason in my mind, like a tiefling version of the Borat.
Got like the thing up over my shoulders.
Oh.
Gormung. Why are you naked?
Have you ever tried to swim in heavy armor? It just doesn't work.
No, why would I try that?
Metal doesn't float, it just makes you sink. That's a
bad idea. Yeah, that.
Wait.
So you're naked because of that?
Mm-hmm.
So you ditched your armor? Should we go down and get it?
I mean, if you're not wearing it, just a little at a time.
There's literally no way you could get it back. Even if I ditched
my armor.
Exactly. Even if we both ditched it the same way, it would...
Well, how did you ditch yours?
It was magical, obviously.
Magical?
You ditched it with magic?
No, I imbued... Come on.
Oh, you ate it?
I ate it.
Like when we went to the shards.
Yes.
Do you put the gems, do you put your armor to your mouth and like
no, it's in? Yeah, if you do any sort of magical items like that, it can, you can just absorb it.
How did you absorb it?
You've seen it before, Grant.
No, I've seen it before. I'm just wondering, you know, because this
does
is
it change with what you like what you
change,
eat.
Does it change how you absorb it if you're wearing it?
I just walk past him and start walking to the table.
Gormung, make a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Is this how swelly my muscles are? They're super swelly.
No, Gormung farts and a little bit of magic.
Ooh, excuse me. It seems I cast a spell.
He's abused with so much magic, he's releasing
it. Yeah.
Excuse me, what was your name again?
No, his name is Bullseye. Eye. Don't worry about that other bullshit.
What's his name?
Bullseye.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
It was something along the lines of...
Bullseye, Brumpus. Yes.
Bullseye.
Baracus Ad Lama.
Brumpus.
Baracus. Do you, you have, like, your helmet on? Like, only half your helmet on still. Like,
you got a little summon, right?
Baracus, this is you were as surprised that laser came out as anybody else.
I don't know what it is. I
It was like you used magic out of your eye or something.
So I walk
all
over.
I know is that I got very angry.
I walk over.
The anger I got.
Yeah.
The next thing I knew, out of my face came fire.
All right, I'll walk over to the to Drimbor and I'll like you know take a dagger off your belt or something, and then I'll walk over to Baracus and I'll be like, oh, yeah, hold still, I'll deal with it. And I like I put the dagger like underneath
what are you doing?
His thing and try and pry it off.
That looks painful.
You know, I won't try and hurt him. I'm not gonna do it like fucking like.
Try harder.
It hurts, my friend.
I'm just gonna try and like,
I think it's a part of your skull.
You think?
His skull's metal?
Like, poking
that's kinda
it.
Cool. Yeah.
And Graham, you said my tail is completely gone.
It's like a stump. It's like sheared off and like replaced with like a metal stopper.
So I'm like reaching back.
Oh, like one of those like fucking you're missing half your finger and then you put like little cap on it. Aww. Yeah,
my tail.
What? You have a tail?
I did.
You didn't know that tieflings have tails?
I like turn around. I'm like, look at it. Look at it.
I just see your ass.
Tell me what's there.
Could you put some pants on?
You know, I hate to say it like this. You remind me of a domesticated dog.
Excuse me?
That was kind of rude, Gorman.
Listen, I just had to swim to the bottom of the ocean to save him. I'm entitled to make at least a little joke every once in a while.
He's right, Baracus. You should lighten up a little.
Lighten up? You don't have a piece of your body missing.
You'd still be down there if we didn't go down there out of pure curiosity.
Wait, you do?
What do you have missing?
That's private. Thank you.
What?
Wrong with you? That was rude, Grant.
I don't care.
He's right. I don't know why I'm surprised. Right. So your tail's missing. Did you leave it in the ship? Where was your last? When did you last see your tail?
I fell asleep. Mm-hmm. I saw a light, and I woke up, and now I have this thing on my face and my tail.
What year do you think it is? I'm curious.
Yes. 1993. I don't know.
It's as far as you know, it's the year that it really is.
Yeah. Why it's the year it is.
Gigawatts.
Yeah. 1.21 gigawatts.
So you saw a light, fell asleep, woke up in a giant rock with a crocodile monster missing your tail with a metal plate on your eye. Is that about it?
It happens.
You're as confused as I am, friend.
Do you think maybe your god Dildo did this?
Dildo?
His god. He was shouting about his god Dildo earlier.
So,
is that, what's
my god, Doldorn, would never put me...
Doldorn. Ah.
Doldorn would never put me in a situation such as that.
You gotta put the N at the end of it, Grant.
So, here's what I think we'll do. We're gonna walk you to the town. You can introduce yourself to the folk there and try and arrange a ship back to your village, yeah?
Do you know where your house is?
I don't know where I am right now.
That's why we'll go to the village and we'll find you a ship so that, you know, sea captains have a lot more understanding of the globe than what you do, so.
But there was no captains here. Not really much.
Aren't we on the ocean?
Yeah, but remember, this is all like barnacles and eels and stuff. It's not even...
We took the only boat, and then we lost it.
All right.
Yeah, that was the only boat, and it's now gone.
Well, let's go to another port, then.
Can't we keep him?
Sounds reasonable.
I'll feed him and take him for walks and everything.
You're just the worst.
You need religion, my friend.
I tend to agree with you. I think... A good stiff board on his back would do him well.
I know a lot about religion. I can tell you I don't need religion.
You must not know the right ones. There's many religions.
How about we walk and talk, because...
Can we get up some pants, please? You too, Gorman.
No, I'm perfectly
fine. I've still got my cloak.
Yeah, but...
What, you think I wore things underneath my armor? Of course not.
Are you tackle out?
I'm wearing a loincloth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna keep my eyes at.
it's just like a little bit hanging below it, you know. Like,
I'm sure in our peripheries it's just kind of a little.
You're like, it's right there. I know it's right there.
Keep seeing something out of the corner of my eye.
Dave, will you do me a favor and roll a number between 1 and 114?
Oh, jeez. I'm being granted something.
This is to see if you're circumcised or not.
A lot, very.
Yes, you are.
A very specific 1 out of specifically 114 chance.
Elephantitis.
One D ten.
Graham is building the next enemy.
Here comes a 1. Oh, 7.
Not bad.
Well, we have no idea.
And I'm assuming.
Don't do that. It's bad for us.
And Durimbor, give me 1d30.
Ah, yeah.
It's average.
So you guys do. We're gonna fast forward. To about 20 minutes later. Barakas, you've explained your story as many times as you can conceivably to the point. That you guys kind of understand that he's from very far away, doesn't really know how to get back, where he is, anything like that. For the sake of you know, what do they call it? Good Samaritanism. He's probably stay with you, kind of like a lost puppy. Just probably safer that way.
He can look after the Minotaur.
Yeah.
Where is the Minotaur?
He's back at home.
So you guys are in the tavern.
He's waiting by the porch every night with a handkerchief.
Once again, Gormung once again enjoying some local fare of octopus chunks. in sort of a spiced carrot sauce, which is not terrible. But octopus.
I'm like, what is this year's crop? And she's like, carrot. And I'm like, what else? He's like, chili.
It was turnip paste.
Bread with turnip paste before. So.
No. Horseradish. What else? Carrot.
It's almost like a carrot syrup. It's all very sticky. And,
Actually, doesn't sound too bad.
You guys are talking over mugs of ale. Gormung's still naked, but nobody wants to say anything.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, could you cover your half? And he's like, fuck off.
He's like, take the loincloth off. Put it on the table like in defiance.
Bring me something that isn't covered in carrot, maybe we'll talk.
Alright, so what's the plan? If you recall, you guys' original mission was to go and find these, find any sort of negative energy mutants and you know, put a stop to that. You've lost your dowling, your,
dowsing rod.
Yeah.
Last time we sort of decided that it was going to be, we'd just sort of head in a direction to the next town, and we'd sort of check mark every town that we could along the way.
Right. So you theoretically have 2 ways you can go. You can keep doing that, or you can go help Barakas get home.
Let's keep doing that.
Well, Barakas, does this sound like something you'd be willing to help us with?
All of these evil beings are wreaking havoc. Seems like the godly thing to do.
Maybe you might get half your face back.
Points of interest?
I might get my tail back.
You're more interested in getting your tail back than your face?
Well, my tail is like my manhood. See your little dingleberries hanging in the front there? That's like my tail.
Dingleberry.
But it's much bigger than that.
Size isn't everything.
Can I raise a very
important... I think girth is everything, to be honest with you.
Mr. Priestley, man. We don't like to throw around words like evil.
Yes, we do.
Because there's no proof that they're evil. Okay, let's not judge people as good or evil. Like, you know...
Well, whatever it was had your friend halfway down its gullet.
That doesn't mean it's evil. I mean, you know, some people judge people for breaking laws and, you know, all these kind of things. You know, we're not that kind of group.
Father, priest, man, I actually have a question for you as well. If a man burns down half a ginormous village...
I mean, let's not focus
With a lot of, what was it, like 40, 50 fatalities? I think it was about that.
47. The 47. Last one made it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
47 fatalities and consume a lot of property damage and
substantial amount of property.
Yeah, substantial. Would you call the man evil?
Well, there's always redemption, but yes.
What would you say his redemption would need to be?
Oh, self mutilation.
Flagellation. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Flagellation. Yes. Certainly prayers every night before bed.
Mm. How you does Victoria feel about fire?
Fire.
Likes fire.
He doesn't like fire. Fire's good. Well, can be good.
But only when used for good. Mm. Or
fire
in
must,
the heat of war.
Fire, much like men, can be good or evil, depending on the situation.
Yeah, depending on your perspective, really, when you think
this
about
is
it.
Too deep of a conversation.
Was this man at... Was this mad at
This
war?
Is a great conversation. I'm going to go get us another round of drinks. And I stand up and just like walk over to the bar naked and put my elbow on them. It's like, I just need to get away from those guys.
Put up on the stool.
Yeah, just one leg up, you know, just like, lay on this thing.
Well, I mean, if everyone is always out to get you, aren't you constantly kind of at a state of war?
I don't think you understand how war works.
I don't think you understand how... Shut up.
Exactly.
Fascinating conversation, gentlemen. Well, before Gorman comes back with the drinks, he's taking a long time. So, Baragas, we're going to be very open with you. You may lose your life on this journey. It's a very dangerous position just for gain, for monetary gain.
Well,
basically.
My God will protect me, and through me will protect you as well.
Point of interest, how does your god deal with kind of, you know, protecting you from falling? Because I noticed there was a certain amount of, you know, he didn't really, like, is he a very active protective god, or just every now and then he's like, oh, well, maybe I should stop you?
I'm not a falling priest, I'm a war priest.
Right.
Mm, that's, yeah. You've heard of the falling sect of religion, right?
He's
not one of those.
He's not one of those falling, no. Okay. So we need to find a war for you to be effective. Is that what you're saying?
A
battle,
war. Battle.
War.
Okay.
Well, you're not a battle priest, are you? You're a war priest.
You're a... Shut up.
Fascinating, gentlemen. All right, well, let's finish off our carrots one. And we'll rest for the night and be gone in the morning. And I'll try to procure you some pants.
Armor, maybe.
Well, I've got this cloak, but yes, I would like to get my hands on some heavy armor. That's how I feel most comfortable.
Would you like me to find you some heavy armor?
Yes.
Graham, during the night, I'd like to see if there's any heavy armor I can steal.
All right. Investigation.
I was about to say, I'm like, see if there's any blacksmiths available for work. You're like, oh, yeah.
18?
You go to the smithy, where you assume the only heavy armor would hang out, its natural habitat, as it were.
wow.
You find, you sneak in through the back window, or maybe through the chimney, either way, you know, classic entrance. The blacksmith presumably lives there, but not obviously not in the shop at this point. This is not a particularly... It's mostly farming implements. This is not a particularly combat-heavy town. You do find some simple weapons, and you find some studs that would go on a suit of studded leather armor, seemingly left behind, like in a barrel. There's a barrel of nails, a barrel of this, that, and the other, horseshoes and stuff like that. But in a corner pile of junk, you find what appears to be a rusted chain shirt, which is the only armor available. Yeah,
sounds perfect. Is there also like a pitchfork or?
Yeah, definitely.
Can I take that as well, please?
Sure.
Thank you. So yeah, I'll take the chainmail.
Not chain shirt. Big difference.
Chain shirt. Yes, I'll take the chain shirt, and I'll take the pitchfork.
Right.
And do I need to roll anything for that or?
No.
Okay, so I come back. I'm like, I've forgotten his name now. Hi.
B.
Strawberry. Here you go. Here's your heavy armor. I promised you.
I kind of take it and look at it like, I don't even think this will fit me.
There's like several dozen spider eggs inside.
It's the thought that counts, really, isn't it? No. Gormung, here to replace your pole arm that got destroyed, and I handed him the pitchfork.
That's not.
It's a pole arm.
I don't. Think
I sort of look at him. I'm just like, give it to the war mage. He needs a weapon.
I have one.
You swum out with that weapon.
Yeah, it's only 6 pounds.
Use it like a pool noodle. Just like paddling with it.
Yeah.
Well, what the bloody hell did I steal this pitchfork for?
See, I thought you were going to give it to me because I look like a devil and I was very, very funny. That's exactly what I thought you were doing.
That didn't even cross my mind. Grant doesn't currently have the...
The mental meat. Faculties? Yeah, I agree.
Grant, did you just say you stole that pitchfork?
Yeah, and the armor.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it that just because I can't arrest you out here, you decide to break every law? Like, I couldn't just go to the local law authority.
I mean, I do break the law repeatedly when we're in the city and you can arrest me.
That's why you're
in
never...
In fact, the burning down of the city, you could have arrested me for pretty easily.
I could have, but situation was... chaotic.
You do realize we have an enormous amount of wealth between us, and yet you still choose to steal from people
who are
less fortunate than yourself.
Gormung, you spend money. That's how you get poor.
Do you know how you get dead?
You mean?
Yeah, you get swallowed by a crocodile.
That is true. You will die from that.
Yet I am, here I am, still spinning.
And then he just like takes off.
Excuse me, my people need me.
Gormung, I had a great business proposition for you. We make we take your model of like a picture of your face, and we put it on a small disc. A small disc that you spin really fast to help people who are easily distracted. You just spin it nonstop. The Gormung spinner, if you will.
Grant, what sort of AC does this chain shirt give me? What is it, like medium?
I think it's 15, right?
It's not chain mail, it's chain shirt.
So what?
I have the book right here. Give me a sec, I'll find it for you.
I'm looking right now, too.
It's too late, I'll find it first.
I'm not even looking.
Chain shirt is 13 plus dex modifier max 2, so...
Damn, I was gonna say 14 plus
so 2. 13.
13.
Also, because it's rusted, we're going to follow classic AD&D 2nd edition rule. If somebody rolls a crit against you, the chain shirt will disintegrate.
Yay.
I mean,
the likelihood of that happening is...
I'm used to playing a character with 13 AC.
It's all
planned
out.
Didn't even make it one fucking episode.
Oh, yeah. You see right here on the script on the side, in the side notes, this is right here. Yeah, make sure that Grant gets... the spoon gets back to his old AC. It's right here on the side in red.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you at least get better health?
I do what I can.
What do you have worse health?
I do believe it comes with a spider attack.
Yeah, that was different. That wasn't.
Which is basically you shake at people and maybe a spider like crawls up their leg.
Well, it doesn't matter to me because my armor is my HP as it turns out. So.
Yeah. So have we rested, like,
What do I do?
Oh, yeah, sure. Let's cut to, you know, diagonal wipe into the morning. You guys are still standing in the same spot, but the sky just changes.
Right. Well, now that we've rested for the night and had our breakfast, we should get going. I'm glad that we had a foot markers here.
I've been toasting some bread on the pitchfork.
Why do you still have that pitchfork?
What am I going to do with it? Return it?
Because it's my precious.
Wait, why are you... What? I'm confused as to why you... Where did you get that bread?
I paid for it.
You did?
Well, with your money, but yes.
I mean, that's just rude, really. Possibly evil, when you think.
You are currently eating the bread, yes? You currently have the bread, you own the bread, you're doing what you want with the bread.
Yeah.
You pay for the bread.
Well, no, you paid for the bread. You used my money to pay for the bread. That's evil.
No, it's called being your accountant, your conscience, in charge of your money, your finances. Yeah.
Strawberry, you're a holy man. Way in here, like, that's evil, right? Making someone pay for something.
That you took? Yes.
No, just making someone pay for something, that's evil, right?
It all depends on the agreement between the two parties.
I was informed to be in charge of your finances.
There you go, not evil.
Alright, you guys go on to the next town?
Yep.
Yes.
Arguing all the way.
Yeah. The battle is relatively boring. The next town is only within a day away, so you should hit it by nightfall.
Yeah.
It's Elm Fields, which is surrounded by forest, or there's forest around. Elm trees and the like. Your travel is largely uneventful. The light rain has kind of gone away. It's very sunny out. Very relatively warm, especially for kind of the third month of winter, kind of getting out of winter now. Relatively nice. As you are kind of getting towards where you believe the next town to be, the next sort of settlement, you spot a sort of a group of farmers wielding pitchforks and torches and whatnot, you know, classic mob kind of group of people. And you notice them from very far away because they have torches and sort of the sun's going down. So it's relatively dark outside. You see it from a long way away. Torches and pitchforks. And they're kind of, they're not straight ahead on the road. They're kind of off into the trees a little ways. Just kind of like, they look like they're searching for something, like some kind of search party.
Gentlemen, I see a classic mob.
Wait. I've got this. Someone give me a torch.
Well, we don't carry torches. We can see in the dark.
Yeah.
Okay. I take out a torch and light it.
I mean, do you want to use my clothing as torch? I take off my loincloth and hold it out to him.
I take my pitchfork and I join the mob saying rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. And I try and figure out what's going on.
Okay. Investigate. Investigation or perception, whichever one's better.
Hey, buddy, great day for a ride, huh? Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, man.
They're both the same.
Holy shit.
15.
Hey, you don't look nearly as annoyed as everyone else here. What's up with that?
Oh, my God.
By virtue of just hanging around the mob as they kind of investigate, they're searching for tracks of a small child, a little girl.
Angry mob searching for a girl.
Yeah, they do seem relatively angry. They seem to kill her.
Okay, I hand my torch and pitchfork to one of the villagers, and I wander back to tell the guys what's going on. All
right.
Because that one guy's like, "Oh man, I didn't bring my pitchfork today. I didn't know.
It's all right. I got you, mate. I got you."
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've got a spare back home.
Also. Like, who was that guy?
The mob angel.
An angel.
There's only 13 able-bodied men in our town. He was number 14. That was weird.
apparently they're searching for a girl.
Girl? That many people?
Yeah. Well, it's lost or hurt. A daughter of some...
Why would they be angry if they're searching for her? Shouldn't they be concerned?
You know what people are like.
Well, please, enlighten us. What are people like?
Not really.
Kind of assholes.
Ah.
Not to be trusted. Second you turn your back, they stab you. You know, that kind of thing.
Noted.
My asshole has never stabbed me. It's always behind my back.
One of these men with a pitchfork sort of runs up to you, very kind of haggardly, and he says, "Oi, travelers."
Yes, I am traveling.
What is that old woman?
You, elf.
Yes.
Have you seen any miscellaneous children running about?
No.
Miscellaneous.
Have you seen any little girls running by?
No.
Is this related to the first question, or is that the...
Yeah.
Like... In fact, about 2 miles down that way, we did see one.
What?
A little girl?
Oh. Yeah.
With a coat on?
Sure.
Fellas, this way!
Wait.
What was that about? We didn't see any little girl. Why did you tell them we saw a little girl?
I know, well, you know, they're just gonna get in the way.
But get in the way of what?
I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do.
They're obviously looking for this little girl for a reason. Why'd you send them away?
I mean, do you really need an answer to that? Like,
oh my god!
I would like, yes, I want to try to figure out what goes on inside that head. It's very hard to predict his movements and actions at this rate. Anytime you think he's going to do something, something else happens.
Is your friend always like this?
Did you not think I was going to lie to them and tell
I'm,
them?
I'm sorry, father. Like, but you got to understand, we're not friends. We've never been friends, and frankly, I'm insulted.
Is your enemy always like this?
No, I wouldn't go that far. I would say more like an annoyance. You can refer to him as that if you want.
Is this boy on your ass always like this?
Yes.
Grant. Grant, I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
Get the board.
Everybody gets up.
Oh my god!
Are you shitting me? How is that even possible?
I don't even know what to do. Like.
Grant, the hairs kind of stand up on your neck, like somebody's watching you from the trees.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
Floof just left. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, he just bailed out of life.
And then...
Oh my god.
What's happening? Did someone load our proverbial dice tonight? Like, what's happening?
I don't know what is going on anymore.
Roll 20, are you watching? This is your fault.
God protects liars and assholes. That's what's going on.
I can't believe you fucking critted that.
So, okay, so you lied about the little girl that you seen her. So, should we find her and find out what her side of the story is?
I kind of assumed that she'd been taken over by an energy crystal thing, and we'd have to kill her.
Well, we don't always have to kill them off the bat.
We always have killed them. And having those villagers about being like, no, she's my daughter, please don't cut her head off. I mean, it's just such a pain in the ass. I figured I'd get rid of them.
Okay, well, okay, let's go back into our examples. The first one literally asked us to kill him to end his suffering. The second was a giant monster that killed your friend. So, 2 for 2, self-defense there.
Sounds like 2 wins to me.
Yeah.
So...
But I mean, if we encounter a little girl with a crystal in her chest, are you saying we're not going to kill her?
If we don't have to, no.
Why would we not have to?
Because we could take the crystal. There has to be some way we can take the crystal out of her safely.
Gormung, weigh in here, please.
Right?
The sun goes down all the way. Darkness.
Listen.
Can't see now. God damn it.
It's one little girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure we can find her.
And kill her.
Listen, and it's also another, like, if it's got a crystal inside of her, then we need to save her soul.
Like,
Gormung.
I like the idea of that.
Yes. Gormung, I need you to make a charisma saving throw.
He's just asking all the people who have fucking
Is this the game of like, you're just like, I'm going to make an entire session about their dump stats.
Not like that. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, please.
Oh, 18. Oh.
Them 18 charismas are nice, you know?
Hey, so, man, yeah. Fucking, what up?
Okay, so...
You as well feel hair stand up on the back of your neck and something from the trees, the other side of the forest.
Game Master, my body is entirely hairless. I am an orc.
I'm Gormung and Grant. You guys both individually have surmised that somebody's watching you.
I take off my loincloth.
What are you doing?
My friend.
And I sort of like, I put my arms out, I'm just like, do you like what you see?
No.
Are you not entertained?
What are you doing? Put your loincloth back on. Well, are you trying to enjoy nature? Is that the whole thing?
Yes, Mother Nature, why don't you come out and show your appreciation for my... For mindless,
the gods of nature can't be trusted.
Mm. That's how you get that little. That's how you get those wood elves coming out. Those little
sadness. That's how you get gnomes. Do you want to get gnomes?
You don't want gnomes.
You don't want gnomes.
We've had gnomes before. They're bloody annoying. I'll tell you what.
I killed that gnome twice, and nothing happened to it. So.
Are you guys continuing to walk to town while you're having these conversations, or do you still stop?
I put my loincloth on like a hat, Graham, and I put.
Oh, Jesus! So you just like cloth nothing?
Yeah. It sure is hot in here, huh?
Yeah, I guess we'll head to town.
Yeah.
We could ask those villagers if they saw the shard, but we're instead of just sending them off.
We're being watched, guys.
By what?
Probably vampires, maybe vampires? Zombies, possibly a giant dragon. Who knows? It could be.
Whatever it is, it likes the sight of an orc penis. So.
One of these days, it's going to be vampires. I'm telling you guys this.
Why is it got?
So Elm Fields is sort of a may not be a very good name, or that's what you think when you see it, because it's actually built onto the side of a very steep sort of rock face. So there's a lot of verticality and steps, sort of like. You know, some of those Mediterranean island villages where it's just like straight up a rock hill, but then there's elm trees all over the place. So this is really more like a logging, milling, sort of fruit producing kind of town. They it's sort of where people go during the winter if they farm. A lot of people will come here because some fruits harvested during the winter, so it's kind of like a back and forth kind of thing. And yeah, that's kind of what you see as you kind of like walk on this road. The road leads to the town, and from where you stop before, you can kind of see torches and stuff coming on the slope. It's only about 20 or 25 buildings or so. That's about it.
I bet they smear applesauce on everything.
Applesauce? I don't think I've ever had applesauce. Gormung, have you ever made applesauce for us?
Yes.
Make no sense, strange little human.
Remember when we had that pork crackle and then I put that sort of browny goo next to it and you're like, what is this? And I'm like, that is applesauce. And then...
I thought you said gravy.
Well, he makes it the orc style, which is that he puts like a slab of cheese on top of the applesauce and melts it.
Mm. Whoa. Do people actually do that, Graham?
I don't know.
In the South, people will put just craft singles on apple pie. It's
yes.
Disgusting. It's gross.
Why singles, man? That shit is like plastic.
It's gross.
I think it's because it doesn't taste like cheese. They put it on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's gross.
I can almost taste it.
I seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy on them, people of those.
That's
people.
The way Baracus likes it too. So.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, as you kind of approach town, there is it's not really necessarily a gate, but there is sort of an entrance. It's more like an arch, with just sort of like a hey, you're in town now. This all is right. Our jurisdiction.
I take the thing off my hat and
I hide the sausage. There seems to be a very angry lady knight there, like kind of standing watch. She doesn't look like normal everyday guards folk. She looks like she's in command because people are kind of not looking at her. She's kind of barking orders at some lowly foot soldiers and stuff. They look like militiamen, though. They're not like super fancily armored. They're just like, you know, young men and stuff that are there to kind of earn their keep, so to speak.
I'm gonna walk right up to her, actually.
She looks at you guys from as you kind of come down the road towards the archway.
I pull the hood up over my cloak up over my.
Yes, head. Of course.
I also pull the hood up. No, I don't.
You have to pull the loincloth up over.
Ho, citizen, I am Deputy Grant. This is my prisoner, the orc.
Shut the fuck
up. Do you have any reason to be bothering me this time?
Actually, I wanted to ask you a question since you seem to be in charge here. I figured, why not?
All right, questions, and then you need to put some clothes on.
Well, that's kind of the point. I lost my armor in the ocean. A long story. I was hoping that maybe we could use some of your stocks to procure ourselves some better armaments.
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Gomang Ramzai. I'm a part of the... I'm forgetting his name, Graham. Well,
the Barth. Barth's security, guard force.
No. What is the guy's name? The lion something? Wolf?
The Iron Wolf.
Iron Wolf. Thank you, yeah. Mm. It's like... A part of the Iron Wolf's legion for adventurers.
I heard about that. Don't get many of those around these parts. Not much out here.
Yeah, we're investigating strange disturbances of an unnatural variety. Oh, you have a disturbance here? Something related to maybe falling crystals from the sky?
I only got 100 people in here. I got 20 dead.
That is interesting.
Killed themselves in broad daylight. They walked out in the middle of town, slit their own throats.
That sounds like our alley, actually.
Seems weird, doesn't it? Yeah, but yeah, if you want to take care of that for us, we'll get you some pants.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. Would you like me to look at the corpses?
He's not a doctor.
Yeah, right away.
Okay, let's go.
Are we just gonna let him go?
I'll go with him.
I need the priest with me as well. Come along, dog's body.
I'm gonna pretend that isn't connected with us. We need to investigate. We need to talk to townsfolk, see what's going on with these.
I like how Grimbor is like the only person who is like. He's the only one who's like not a character. He's like the only normal.
He's the straight man.
All right, cool. The lady knight still doesn't give her name on purpose. She takes you to the sort of a storage warehouse where they decided to put the bodies. They don't really know what to do with them. Mm. They're all adult people. They're all between 30 and 50 or so. They're all sort of like middle-aged adult people. As stated, they all appear to have killed themselves, whether it's slitting their wrists or cutting their throat or, like blows to the head.
Like a rock? Like,
yeah, could be. Or jumped off of something.
Are there any other identifying marks on, like, is there anything out of the ordinary on the bodies besides the self-inflicted wounds?
Medicine check.
Okay.
Like what?
Like anything that wouldn't normally be on a human body.
No. They look normal in most respects, besides what I've just described.
Right, okay.
No, like magic runes or anything.
Yeah.
I note a very inexpert hand on these incisions here. clearly these people were not experts at killing themselves.
Interesting.
Well, they must have been because they succeeded.
It's very sloppy work.
What would cause all these folks? Killing oneself is a very dishonorable thing.
They all came into contact with the same little girl.
Little girl, you say?
Name's Hera. She's an orphan. All of a sudden,
what does she look like? Is she wearing a dress?
Seems to me last time she was spotted, she was wearing a man's coat.
Is that who that mob of angry folk were looking for?
Yes.
And why are they looking for her?
As far as we can tell, the only thing that all these people have in common is some sort of worry about the orphanage. They have some stake. They know some people. They give money. They do something. They are people that she would have seen before, and she started to glow one day, and then all of a sudden these people started to off themselves.
Right.
So she has developed some sort of latent magical power that is got everybody spooked.
Where is this orphanage?
At top of the hill?
Right, my good man. Shall we, maybe someone at the orphanage knows where this Hera likes to go, likes to hang out, hide away. Maybe she has friends. Maybe they're not all dead.
I think that's as good a place to start as any. Make sure that you store these
bodies. The Lady Knight speaks up. She says, if you're looking to talk to the orphanage director, is that right?
Sure.
If he's alive still.
She kicks one of the corpse's boots.
Is there anyone still up at the orphanage?
We got some guards posted, that's it.
They're probably dead. We'll go up and check it out.
Alright.
Graham, is there like you said there was an orphanage, but these people that all killed themselves, did any of them leave family behind?
Are you asking?
Sure.
Did you come with me?
No.
So where are you?
I don't know.
Miscellaneous man on the street.
I mean, probably another guard, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Make an investigation roll.
Gorm looks outside of the shadows.
I'm hella stealthy now that I don't have my armor on, so.
As far as you can investigate via every guard that you can see, they all say some combination of piss off or
put some clothes
get out of here or.
You are a naked orc talking to them out of nowhere.
Excuse me, can you tell me about your church's children? Where might I find them? I need to converse with them.
Yeah, you get a combination of no and piss off. That's about it.
And that's very rude. I'm simply trying to make sure that none of your able-bodied adults kill themselves again.
Well... The way you're going about this, not quite
tactfully. Yes,
it's not quite right for human standards. You got to remember these are townsfolk. You're not used to seeing a big naked orc come up to them.
I have a loincloth on. You can barely see my penis.
Yes, and remember, Gormong, you are really big. You are very intimidating to these little humans.
And this is an average size loincloth. If I wear anything bigger, it chafes, okay?
I understand. I'm not asking you to wear anything bigger. I'm just asking you to dial it back a bit. Don't just go up to a random man on the street and ask about his children.
All right. Well, I understand. Like, it's a very sensitive topic when adults kill themselves. I understand. How about you ask them where their children are, and then we can go talk to them together?
Hopefully put on some pants.
I'm wearing a loincloth. It's pants.
That's not fit for... That's not standard for human cities. That's how it works in Orc Town, but...
Well, half the humans are dead here. It's barely a human city anymore.
It would make me more comfortable if you would put on some pants.
Heard the guard captain. She said, after we solve the problem, I'll get pants.
Right.
I feel romance blossoming here.
Yeah. Why did the sergeant put me on this job? He must hate me for something.
Okay. Days from retirement.
Well, we've done a lot of good. Okay. Think about that. Now ask these children what happened to their daddies.
The other way. All right. Go up to the same guard. Apologize for my orc friend there. He's not. He's not quite housebroken.
It chafes, okay? God damn it.
You know, case in point. We've been told by your guard captain to investigate this apparent rampant suicide throughout town. Do you have any clues or leads besides a little girl?
Persuasion roll.
Persuasion. This is going to go great.
Nice.
You're right. I can't stand Orc Penis. That's why I didn't talk to him. But you're a sexy man elf. I'm fucking game to talk to you.
I'm game for that elf dick.
So the guard will tell you that after the column of light appeared in the sky from the west, people ended up killing themselves. First the orphanage director. Then the replacement orphanage director. Then several guards.
Then the replacement orphanage director.
Right. Then the school teacher. Uh-huh. The dairymaid.
Basically anyone this little girl had contact with, right?
Right. That's what you get the sense of.
Hmm.
And this little girl began to... She began to glow with a blue light. She is only about 8 years old. Mm-hmm. In Terra. People she didn't like or didn't get along with. They either attacked their loved ones or they killed themselves.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, interesting.
She ran off into the woods.
Into the woods. Has she been spotted since? Does she stay in the same area?
That's what the people are out there looking for.
Mm-hmm. Right. Has she been caught sneaking back into town? Food, water, stuff like that.
That's why our guard captain was stationed there, keeping an eye out. She got to return eventually. She'll never survive out there.
Mm-hmm.
What's current order? Capture or kill?
Capture, of course.
Capture little Hera as Bane lead suspect into magical suicide.
Is your stenographer's pad?
Yeah, I do. I have a little pad that I write my notes on. Right. Well, fold it back up. It's got my badge on the front of it. It's like made out of like tin. Right.
Very impressive.
Okay, then we will get on it. First thing, keep an eye out. And if you hear anything, let us know. I'm sure my my friend there is pretty easy to spot. Right. So, Gormung, we're looking for a little girl named Hera, about 8 years old. She's somewhere in the nearby forest. They believe that she'll come back to town on her own to try to take supplies, and at that point they'll try to capture her.
What if she's an experienced survivalist like I was at her age?
That's why we're going to go out to the woods and try to find her.
Right. Okay.
And
because I believe in your ability to track her. And Grant, are you right here right now?
I step out of the shadows.
And Grant's ability to pop out of
nowhere. You know, whenever you say step out of the shadows, I just imagine like there is a like a background NPC, and you just like.
He just turns around.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be honest. I saw myself coming out of a bush.
Yeah,
just like.
Yeah, he can do that. I think that'll be useful. And
there's some guy sitting on a bench reading a newspaper and
Grant. Puts it down. Grant.
Two holes in it.
Yeah.
Grant, where'd you think Baracus?
Don't know. He was inside somewhere.
I step out of the shadows.
Baracus. How'd you do that?
Following me?
I know why your name is pissing me off now, Brian.
What?
Sounds like maracas?
It sounds like baraka. Like the fucking... the medicine you put in the water to get over hangovers.
What?
Yeah.
Nope. The only baraka I know is that guy from Mortal Kombat.
Tell me about this... yeah. Tell me about this magical medicine I can put in the water to cure my hangovers, please.
I mean, you know, just put BA in front of it, and it is BA baracas.
Yeah.
That's what's been bugging me.
We're not the A team, we're like the B minus team.
Yeah, don't joke, because Dungeons & Dragons is basically just the A team.
Yeah. Right, so Baracus, Korvang, to catch you guys up on current situation, little girl named Tana, around 8 years old, she's come into magical powers with, the beam of light that shot out of, you know, out of the old mega gags. Still confused on that. When that happened, it seems, you know, one of these shards possibly, or she was just inflicted with the magic. Something happened here that affected Hera, and she's causing people, she doesn't like to kill themselves or to kill others. So she's out in the forest. We're going to go try to find her. Baracus, do you have experience tracking, hunting?
Tracking small children.
It's also worth pointing out that she'll most likely use some sort of magical command spell and something like that inherently, so might I suggest earplugs are in order.
Earplugs. I'm not sure. Earplugs work against magic?
Earplugs.
If you don't hear her command, for example, she won't tell you to gut yourself like a fish. So.
Well, there was that weird... feeling I got a weird feeling back in the forest, I think, at this point.
Was it your first erection?
No, I've had loads of those.
Yeah, he gets those all the time. He's got one right now.
Well, I was just in a room with a whole load of dead bodies.
Yeah, it's that death thing for him.
But what? I didn't hear anything. So.
Well, we're going to go try to find her.
Like the guard captain said, or whoever that woman was, said that it was capture, not kill. Are we sticking to that, Gormong? Is that the order of the day?
Look, we take the crystal out. If she dies, she dies. If she doesn't die, we take her back.
Brilliant.
Yes, as reluctant I am to say, our order is to secure the crystal. If she loses her life in the process, it's an unfortunate. Unfortunate consequence.
Have you ever removed a crystal without killing the?
No, we've only done two. So, three times the charm, right?
Three, actually.
Gags. Well, he was already dead.
Yeah.
So, one was a robot and one was a blob man.
I like our odds.
Yeah, I don't. But let's go anyways.
All right, it is the dead of night, so are you going to go now?
Yes.
Perfect time for me. Let's do it.
All right. Are you going to try to catch up to the mob, or...?
I'm pretty sure I sent the mob in the wrong direction. So
I assume that maybe it might be easier to try and use a spell in this instance to find her.
Okay.
Does anyone have something that could potentially work?
I have no spell slots.
All I could do is I could make a owl to try to find her.
That'll work.
Can you, like, see through the owl's eyes?
No.
Oh.
That's weird. Who would want that kind of magic?
Well, the owl flies and you see through its eyes. Like, vantage point.
Strange. No, I can't do that. Baby Ken, try to find her. But who knows if I'll find her or a mouse or a rabbit. Could be all sorts of things. Not big enough to carry her.
We could also burn down the forest. Yes. I mean, we have an expert here, so.
Mm. Grant, you are part tree, right, Grant?
Part bush.
I didn't give away my secrets.
So that's a yes. He's well, who wants to? I don't know how to track children in the forest. Who wants to
I'll track them.
Yeah. All right, we'll follow your lead.
So I go pretty much nose to the ground because I can't see much at all.
Because it's just tracking specifically, let's do a survival check.
I can't remember how my survival is. It is. It's all right, I guess. It's a little. You know what, guys? You know what? It's a little dark.
Mm-hmm.
A little dark. Yeah. Maybe I'm not the person to be trying to. I basically like go. I walk into a tree.
And no, in the dead of night.
Fascinating technique.
Grant is attempting to find footprints to begin the search. And right outside the archway, he goes to the right, and he keeps going, and he's like, he's like talking out of his ass, like trying to make it seem like he knows what he's doing, and you're like, okay, whatever.
We get lost.
Because you guys aren't from here, little do you know that the right side, on the right side of town is a cliff. And as Grant is kind of investigating and looking for tracks, he's like, it's got to be around here somewhere. He's just kind of like panning with his foot. And he's like, no, that's not it. And like 2 hours go by before Grant nearly falls off of a cliff into what appears to be at night a bottomless void. Grant, I want you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Yes, no.
Cormong, why is he walking so close to that cliff over there?
Friend doing?
12's enough. Okay. Some rocks crumble and fall off, and you're like, "Oh, that's a cliff face." You realize you have no idea what you were doing the entire time, and now you may or may not be lost.
She clearly walked off this cliff and died. We can go home. Well, don't ever worry.
You know, I actually enjoy following you through the forest because, to be fair, you're terrible at this.
Yeah, I have no idea where we are now.
It's actually it's kind of nice to actually, you know, watch someone be absolutely terrible at this.
Let me see what my god. Oh, never mind.
In my defense.
So I like the idea that I've been following him, but I've also been marking trees, you know, like on the way through it. I'm just like, that's good, Grant. Yes. Yes, you're so good at this, Grant. And I also like the idea that I sort of found a trail of hers through the forest, but I sort of marked that tree differently so we can pick that back up where we were, but I still followed Grant through because, you know, I want to see him fail this and almost fall off a cliff.
So. That's fine.
I classify that as evil, personally.
So Gormung, as you're kind of following along, if you recall, this is a... They grow a lot of fruits here, and you actually at the point where Grant almost falls off the cliff, you find a lemon tree that has some signs of recent small child occupancy.
A lemon tree, huh? All right, can I take a couple lemons with me?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Get the cow first.
I just carry them in my hand sort of thing. And,
okay.
Because I don't have any way to carry them. I'm not keistering any lemons. So
you find evidence that the girl was probably here. You find small childlike feet prints.
Where is she?
A lemon with a bite out of it.
Okay.
And what? Like, ew, gross.
Whereabouts is she going now?
This would be west, back towards the where you came from.
Yeah, I keep following the tracks, Graham.
Okay, Gormlong walks off, says, hey, come on.
Yep, follow.
All right, oh, so Gormlong, you managed to make your way back to town, so you found your way back. That's good.
Oh, thank Jesus. I had to sleep outside with Grant.
Don't worry, I was marking the trees.
Going back the way you came, following the mob. And you keep going past the tree line, past to back where Grant told the mob to go. You keep following the footprints. The footprints kind of double back and do like weird, like zigzag maneuvers, like searching for something, not really sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. And then you see off in the distance what looks like you're kind of continuing to look around, but off in the distance on the horizon, you see these sort of fires that have sprouted up. Like little fires, like torchlight.
Oh, okay. Mm. All right. Well, that's better. How far away is it from where I am right now?
Fairly far away, half mile.
All right. Okay, well, does the track... you said the tracks led there? Or sort of look like they head in that direction?
Yeah, sort of vaguely, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll just sort of casually walk up to the spotlight fire.
Okay. So half mile away, you guys find the mob after all this time. And they have, it appears, a very gruesome scene. The mob appears to have stabbed and set each other on fire.
Gross.
Look what you did,
Grant. I look at Grant and say, do humans normally do this?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you people?
It gets boring out in the village by yourself.
They're not by themselves.
I don't.
All right, Gormlong.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to make another charisma saving throw.
This girl is watching us, isn't she? And I've been exposing my penis to her this entire time. Sixteen,
unfortunately, is one shy of what you needed.
Okay.
Okay. Gormlong, if you had to pick one of your comrades to kill, who would it be?
right now?
Yeah.
Probably the War Priest.
What?
Okay. I need you to make you are now consumed with rage of some sort. That is leading you to kill him.
Interesting. Yeah, so, we might be walking along and I'm just like, you know what, I can't fucking do this anymore. I just bring the axe in and I'm just like, I can't fucking stand tieflings. And then I just fucking run at him with the axe. And
right, make an attack roll.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, shit.
23, I'm assuming that hits.
Yeah.
21. Take 21 damage and let's all roll initiative.
Oh, God.
PvP. Yeah, so if you're wondering why I picked him, it's because Grant might be a buffoon and he might be the worst person in the world to get along with for Gormlong, but it's someone he knows, you know? So,
yeah, someone that makes sense.
He can
better the devil you know.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So
my rage is at a 5 now, by the way.
Okay. Sounds good. Grant, what do? You spring into action.
Does not Brachus go?
Gormlong has a bloodshot rage in his eyes. Seems unnatural.
Do I go first or does Brachus go first? Because he got a crit.
Brachus can go first. That's good.
Yeah. Okay, well, since he's right in front of me, I will try to grapple him.
Okay, yeah. So you get to make athletics, he makes athletics or acrobatics.
All right, athletics. 17.
Gormlong got to beat 17. Nice.
Crap.
All right.
Get your devil-like fingers off me, Hellspawn.
You want to move?
Yeah, I'm...
Take an attack of opportunity.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no, I'm... Yeah, shit, so that was my action. I'll stay there.
All right, Grant.
Someone control this beast!
Grant,
you're the only beast here, Hevel. Devil.
Grant, with your incredible extrasensory perception, you see, you kind of feel somebody watching you again. But this time standing amidst the fiery kind of burned corpses, like you smell like pork, like, you know, burned human flesh.
Oh.
Yeah. And you kind of look over in the distance. Could you see the shadows cast by the little bits of fire and stuff that allow you to see, kind of stepping out from behind a large tree that's nearby as a small child wearing a man's coat. Just kind of watching.
Okay.
Grant, what do you want to do?
I'm going to move forward towards her.
Okay.
And shoot her.
Okay.
Arrow steps out of the shadows.
Sort of.
22.
All right, roll damage.
That's 9.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I'm not stealthing, right? So it's not a sneak.
Yeah, but you went before her in the initiative order. Or no, unless her spell cast that was surprising. Okay.
Any normal child that definitely would have killed. But the whenever that happens, you do hit her, and an arrow is now sticking out of her chest. But this glowing, she's got a crystal in her chest, and that has given her some sort of otherworldly extraplanar resilience. Okay, Durimbor, what do you do? You should saw this.
Yeah. I'm guessing I can't really stealth in this situation, right?
Kind of in an open field with a single tree that she's behind, so yeah, let's say no.
Okay.
So he just shot her. Grant, no, we have to capture her alive. Gormon, control yourself. And, I will, I'll stand in front of Gormon and I'm going to, like, it's a trip attack, so I will be attacking Gormon, attempting to trip him and stop him from killing Barakas. So
okay.
It is an attack roll, so unless I roll my superiority die. No, sorry, I can only do one at a time. So I will miss with my first attack. Second attack should hit.
Yeah, I got 11 AC. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Gormon, it is a dex save, which will be a difficulty of...
This was a superiority die that you used, yeah?
Yeah, the trip attack.
You used 2 of them? Was that it?
No, I didn't use my first one.
Oh, yeah, you get to choose which ones you want to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the DC is a...
15?
16, actually. 16 dex.
I'm going to use my Indomitable reroll.
Okay.
Because I really want to kill this tiefling, so. No good.
You're just prone. And that's it.
Okay.
Turnover.
Let's see. Gormon, your rage in as far as killing the tiefling is concerned has now shifted to an overwhelming hatred of Grant, and you want to break his face in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meanwhile, Hera will scramble up this large tree, and she'll make a sort of a basic athletics roll, but she's fine. She's fairly squirrel-like, and she will climb up the tree, and that way taking cover from Grant's ranged fire. Okay? Gormon.
Yeah. How far away is Grant?
About 10 feet.
Oh, then I stand up, move to him.
Okay, taking attack of opportunity from...
I don't know if I can forego a weapon strike for a grapple check on reactions.
Let's say no.
Yeah, so no, I won't do anything to him.
Okay. Wouldn't he take an attack of opportunity for me, or...?
Yeah, that's actually what I meant, but yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to... swipe at his legs with my halberd to try to knock him down, yeah?
Okay.
Right. 18, no.
No, it hits. I have
AC. He doesn't have his armor.
Oh, that's right.
He's naked. He's literally naked.
So, another dexterity save?
Wait, no, he's no. This is just a normal attack.
Yep. Oh,
he doesn't so have damage. Yeah, damage.
8 slashing.
All right. What else? 91 points left.
All right. So you're gonna attack Grant.
Yeah, I'm gonna attack Grant.
Okay.
So I you like slice at my like legs or whatever. I just completely ignore it, and I like turn the axe over in my hand and walk over to Grant. And it's like, I've had enough of your shit, Grant. And then I just like fucking bring the axe down onto him.
What did I do?
Oh. Well, that's all right. I saw that coming a mile away.
Yeah.
It's fine. You take half damage from this.
I know. Yeah.
It should be an outright kill. 59 damage.
59 damage.
So 59 halved is... 30. 31?
Or 30, sorry.
30. So yeah, okay.
Jesus.
Just, 11 hit.
31 misses.
Alright.
11 misses, yeah.
I will then action surge.
Yep.
Time to die, Grant.
22. Oh.
Yep.
And another 11. So you take 51. Oh, I guess it's just. It's 50, damage. 51 damage total.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Gormog, at the end of your turn, I want you to remake that charisma saving throw.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, credit this time.
Hey.
Tap out of it, but not within enough time to say any warnings. Varrakis, what do you do?
I've seen Hera, right?
Yeah. No, actually, that was just Grant, because he had his amazing passive perception. But you saw he shot somebody, so do you want to make a perception check?
Yeah, I want to see what he is shooting at.
That's enough. You see her in the tree. She's got an arrow sticking out of her. She's bleeding.
So first I'll yell, she's in the trees!
Okay.
And about how far away is she from me?
10 feet, and then up 10 feet in the tree.
I'm going to try to reach up, like I'll start climbing the tree. I'm going to try to like reach up and pull her down, and like throw her to the ground.
Okay. Let's just call it a grapple.
Okay.
I'm going to give you disadvantage because she has a high ground.
Okay, so straight up strength.
No, you make it. Athletics.
Sorry. 14.
Even with disadvantage, you still manage to grab her foot and try to pull her down. You're very heavy, but she's sort of magically enhanced by the crystal. Okay, so you've got a hold of her ankle and trying to yank her down. What else?
Kill her.
Yeah, I'm trying to throw her down on the ground, like do some fall damage to her, basically.
Okay. Strength contest.
Okay. He's a falling priest.
20.
Yank her down to the ground.
Yarr.
That's the end of your round. Grant, you must retaliate against Gormung. Not really, you don't have to, but...
Well, I'm very aware that she's been controlling people, so I, you know...
Yep.
Orc bastard, smack me about. We'll have words about that later. So there's fire around here, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Would I be able to, like, pick up a burning...
Stick, yeah.
Stick and, like, chuck it on her?
Sure.
I'd like to do that, please. I'd like to set her on... In effect, I'd like to set her on fire.
Oh, I see. So, no, there's not enough fire to do that.
Shit.
It's like embers, mostly.
Alright, I'm going to switch from my... From my bow to
how much how much HP do you have left? I'm curious.
I will mention that when we're done. I want to switch from my bow to my rapiers, and I would like to charge forward and stab her through the throat.
Are you really going to? Are you really going to risk taking an attack and opportunity from Gormon?
You're not.
Yeah, but you don't know that.
That's true. Is there enough time for me to realize that he's not controlled, or...?
Make an insight check.
Tits.
And remember, you can as a you can use your I forgot what the name of it. You can use disengage as a bonus.
You can
because
yeah.
of your
Then I will use disengage as a bonus to disengage from Gormung. Charge at little girl and stab her through the throat.
Attack roll.
20.
Hits. You guys watch Grant run up and kill a little girl.
So let's just backtrack that for a second. if you condense all of that of his turn right there, GM, can I set the little girl on fire? No. Okay, I stab her through the throat.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what do you want from me?
No, I was saying that was the turn. If you just condense the whole turn, I'm sorry. That's what happens.
She was too dangerous to let live, and you guys are gonna be like, "Oh, let's capture her still or whatever." Just
all right, combat's over. Nothing left.
I'm assuming there's a gem embedded in her.
Yeah.
Grab gem, pull it out, chuck it to Gormung. Set her on fire.
Well, yeah. Fair enough.
Unless someone tries to stop me, but I don't think at this point anyone's
going
to try to stop me.
I like the idea that Gormung was like, I could just keep pretending the magic doesn't work after killing.
It would be very easy. I could just walk up and just rape you through the curtain.
I can't control myself. Oh, no.
Mysterious power still works.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, she's burning.
What in the hell is wrong with you, Grant?
You do remember this conversation we were having about evil, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just killed evil.
You are evil.
How?
She's a victim of circumstance. You didn't even question her. You didn't even try to capture her alive.
I'm sorry. Did you not see her controlling our very strong and painful?
Is that what was happening?
What else would be happening?
I mean, I was under complete control after I hit you. When I hit Grant, I was me. That was all me.
Anyway. And, like, look at what she did to all these people.
Yes, but we don't know if she was...
to the pile of burning bodies.
Yes, but we don't know if she was in control of that or if it was the power of the crystal.
So,
what if Negagag was influencing her from the grave somehow? We don't know anything. You just killed her.
Graham, this crystal that I'm holding, what would you say its, like, sizes compared to the crystals that we've found so far?
Like a D4. Like, it's very small.
So, okay. Now you're... 0 for 3, I guess, and
3 for 3.
Removing crystals from affected or afflicted persons.
No,
we don't know. We didn't even try on this one. So another one that we don't know if we can take it out alive or not.
Why would we try on this one?
Because she was a.
It was a little girl.
Or Grant.
Evil little girl.
Unproven.
How much HP do you have left, Grant?
2.
Wow.
So there's like a huge freaking slash like down my chest and...
You're going to be okay?
He probably... Yeah, no, I'm going to be fine. Feels great.
No, I like the idea that you're having this conversation. I'm in the background just like, fucking...
I think Gormo's...
You know, just sort of like taking care of the little tiny scratch I have in the back of my leg. I'm just like... God damn, that fucking hurt.
I think Gormung's got some lemons to embore. Do you want to grab them and like squeeze them into the wound or something? Maybe?
I do, actually. I really do.
That was a rhetorical question. Do not do that.
I like, no, like a lemon. Just
sleep sometime.
A lemon, like the camera does that weird thing where it's like, you know, over one shoulder, over another shoulder of like a person when they're doing the conversations. Like it swaps between them. I like the idea that you're having a conversation with the priest about, like, this evil. And, like, we'd like to squeeze some lemons in it. And then a lemon flies through the like, between you two. Like, towards, and like, the rainbow.
Max, get in the
face.
Wait. Strawberry. You're a priest, right?
Yes.
Can you do some kind of, like, boogity-boogity magic? To like heal me.
Listen,
you've never met a priest before, have you?
Sure, I have.
Well, I'm not that kind of priest.
Oh, you don't know until you ask. You want to say some words over dead girl? Yeah,
just like, this girl is evil. Well, you don't know until you ask, Grant, to put your words back at you.
Exactly.
You killed her. You murdered her.
I did ask.
No.
I got an axe to the front.
That wasn't from her.
Yeah, no, it was from her. She was the one controlling.
Listen, all she did was bubble up the rage that was already there for you people. Okay?
You don't even know Strawberry.
I don't have to know him to hate tieflings. No offense.
No offense
taken, yeah.
And when it comes to you, Grant, I think that's pretty much rest assured as to why I am capable of doing such a thing.
I mean, you've punched me 2 or 3 times already, you know?
Yes, and if I could... You know, honestly speaking, I probably should have finished you off, but I won't.
Oh, I mean, you know, we all make mistakes.
Yes.
Look at it this way, guys. The priest clearly has some misconceptions about good and evil. He's not going to kill a little girl. You, Drimbor, you're all about law and how killing people's wrong and all this kind of stuff. You're not going to kill the girl. Gormang, like, he tends to charge in a lot, but at least his head's screwed on right when it comes to killing people. I was the only one who's going to take care of this, so I did.
I mean, if I knew for sure that the little girl was evil, I would have killed her, but I just didn't know what was happening. It all happened so quickly.
I knew for sure. The second that I got an axe in my chest and I was about to get killed by...
You shot her before Gormang even acted. You were the first one to move, and you shot her.
She didn't die!
That doesn't mean she's evil. You can't just shoot someone like, well, they didn't die, I guess they're evil. That's not how it works. That's not how anything works.
I must side with the elf on that one.
And you shoot the barn, and it's not going to die? It's an evil barn? Burn the barn down?
Possibly. Strawberry, no. Give me a moment here. Drimble.
What?
Are we in your jurisdiction?
Technically, no.
Then who cares? Let's patch me up. Let's have something to eat.
Well,
I said we don't patch him up. I said we leave him bleeding like he is.
Walk it off. I'm still bleeding.
Hey, Gormang, do you have some?
Me too. Have you seen the gash on the back of my leg? It's enormous.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. That's good job, Barak, because that's a pretty good gash.
Thank you.
Yeah. Gormang, do you have any more? Yeah. Do you have any more of those lemons, Gormang? I would love some lemons.
Yeah, I got two more. You want one?
Yeah, I would love a lemon. You can't really move, right? Grant, you can't really move too well.
Can I take a look at the body as to where the crystal was sitting? Because I want to get an idea of, like, what it sort of affected itself to in order to, like, do this. Like, maybe it hit the heart or something like that and it's doing something weird, or, like, did it hit a different part of the body? Where was the crystal?
It very certainly embeds itself next to the heart.
Okay, and if I think back to Gags, where was it situated?
Same thing?
Okay. Alright. Well, I'm going to do my best.
I'm going to make an investigation check.
Okay, sure.
As far as you can tell, especially because you've gathered some amount of evidence, the crystals affect different people in different ways, and sort of what kind of person they were dictates how they affect.
Okay, so it's not a location thing; it's a personality thing, right?
But that being said, it just sort of accentuates the parts of us that we would rather keep buried.
Yeah.
Gags was sort of a special case, being as flippant and stuff as he was.
All right.
So
is there he also had all of his fucking evil removed, so there was nothing left for him to fucking.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm gonna kind of sigh and look around, and I'll look at Gormang, and I'll say, "Well, shall we go get some pants?"
Well, I don't know if you're going to get your pants to job or mission.
How attached are you to that cloak?
It's all right. I'll find
some pants. Pretty attached.
I'll find some pants.
I don't
know. I used to think that I was a good person before I traveled with you guys.
Have I shown you up?
You've totally dashed that hope. I'm definitely going to one of the hells after this.
It's hard to live up to the level of good that I am, and I go to steal some pants off one of the dead bodies.
Fair enough.
Come on. Here you go.
Does it look like I wear pants, you ignoramus?
I mean, you know, beggars can't be choosers right now. And if you want to...
I am wearing pants. It's a loincloth. We've been over this.
No, no. I mean, you know the lovely guard captain lady who you were flirting with? Like, she's going to want you panted.
You must be mistaken if you think that I'd ever be attracted to a human female.
Do you guys know which one of his parents was human?
No, you've known him. Why would I know?
I know that?
Well, I'm not.
You've known him for years.
Yeah, I don't care then.
No, I don't.
Why do you care now then?
Well, I'm just wondering.
So you have you're hesitant to ask a man about his parents, but you're not hesitant to murder.
If you want to know, it's generally a product of rape. Okay.
There you go.
Congratulations. You've brought up a sticky subject, much like your fingers, I assume.
Yeah. Wait. It's a metaphor.
What?
For thieves.
Thievery.
Oh, okay.
So was your father raped by a female orc, or the other way around?
Do we really need to go into this?
Well,
yeah, I'm glad I'm like stitching up my chest. So I haven't got anything better to do. Sure,
I'm gonna prepare to bring the body back in the nicest way possible, Graham.
The little girl body.
Mm-hmm.
It was set on fire.
I burned her.
That's why I said the nicest way possible by like wrapping her in something. I don't know. Is there any cloaks on these bodies that were?
Does anyone have a Tupperware box?
Oh my god.
I don't think you know how bodies burn, Chief Dog, but they don't burn like that. So, is there anything
I can... how they burn, it was a funny joke.
Is there anything I can do?
I don't know about funny, but...
It's dark as fuck, yeah.
Dark.
I'm sure you can find something, a sack or a big leaf.
I just rip off some bark and just drag her back up.
Grab her by one leg.
All right, I'll just carry her back as best I can, okay?
All right. Fair enough.
They're entitled to at least bury something of her if they wish to do such a thing. You know, and I'll bring her back and, you know, I'll take her to the guard captain. And
Who was in the pile of bodies, because that was like the search party, right?
Right.
Was the guards, any of the guards and the captain, etc., were they in there?
One guard.
Oh, okay.
Was he wearing heavy armor?
No.
Damn it.
He's wearing better armor than yours, though, so.
Yeah, what kind of armor is it?
Studded, ringmail.
Ringmail? I'll take that.
Alright.
Oh, what? So it's a huge deal when I lose?
He's dead and I need armor for war.
I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm on board with you. I'm just saying, any second now, Druma is going to start talking about how it's evil to steal from dead bodies.
It's not evil if they're dead. Exactly. He's not using it. I am.
It's just going to sit out here and rust. Oh, might as well recycle it.
I don't understand.
So anyway, I take the body.
Did he murder the man to steal his armor? No.
Possibly.
So there's no
one here.
We're here. We've been the victim the entire time.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, fine.
So I take the body to the guard, Captain Graham.
Okay.
I show her how she was afflicted by the crystal. I say that this device was in or near her heart. Removing it was certain death. However, it's worth pointing out that we're not entirely sure if there's going to be any residue effect from the crystal. So perhaps a quick burial or maybe even a what do they call it? Where they burn?
Cremation.
Cremation, yeah. Or maybe cremate her as quickly as you can. Maybe a pyre or something.
She is more than receptive and very distraught at this. But as with most people, they're kind of relieved that it's over, you know, despite how it happened.
Yeah. Are there any villagers left alive?
Yeah, of course. There's about 100 people and 20 of them died.
Oh, okay.
So I sort of quizzically asked, what about your stocks? Are we able to purchase some stuff from you to further, you know?
Yeah, what are you looking for?
Trousers.
I'm looking for a set. What is the highest level of armor they got, Graham?
Plate.
Plate. Okay, I will buy some plate.
Okay, you cannot buy plate off the shelf. It's specially tailored to each person.
Okay.
So the highest armor that you can buy would be just beneath that.
I might be able to find you some plate, Gorman.
As I said, it needs to be sized.
I'm not saying it's gonna fit you. I'm just saying.
Can I take it with me and take it to a smith?
Theoretically, yeah.
Okay.
There's a smith down the road at the place we just were.
We're not gonna go back though. So.
Yeah, no, he's probably not very happy.
How long would it take to resize an existing piece, rather than you know?
Maybe a week and a half. Maybe 9 days.
Okay, that's too long. I'll just take splint then.
Yeah. Okay. Can I get myself some splint?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you have 200 gold?
My God will provide.
By that you mean your new party members.
That's right.
I'd lend you the money, but apparently I'm not allowed money, so.
I sort of look at him as
Drimble confiscated my pocket money.
If
at the orders of Gormung.
If this is something that you intend to follow through with us, I need some sort of bond or pact from you, Tiefling.
Well, you did rescue me from that underwater chamber.
Yes, and now I'm paying for your armor.
Smack you with an axe.
So I feel that I owe you.
That still doesn't bring up the point that I'm paying for your armor right now. Out of my pocket. Our pocket.
You have my body, you have my halberd, and you have my god.
You did also hit him with an axe, Gormung.
I hit and you with an axe.
You and he did hit me try to kill me.
Well, that's because I only was told to do it by a little girl inside of my mind. If it makes you feel any better.
So you're saying you'll do whatever little girls tell you.
When they're in my mind, yes.
How about this? I'll pay you back.
I don't want your money. I want your loyalty to this mission.
You have my loyalty. I stood by while your friend killed a little girl and did nothing. I'm obviously loyal now.
What, by some sort of threat of, capital punishment?
Gormung, what if we get another little girl and make him kill that? Would that prove he's loyal?
I just pay the fucking 400 gold.
glad I could help.
I don't know how you sleep at night.
It's really comfy. I have a lovely bed.
You haven't been in that bed for a while, it turns out.
No, yeah, but mine didn't blow up.
Mm-hmm. He just loves to rub that in your face, doesn't he? Yeah. That he destroyed your entirety, basically your life.
I gave him a pitchfork. What more can he ask for? He didn't want it.
I'm surprised you didn't wake up this morning with a pitchfork through your chest.
I gave it away to one of the villagers.
Okay. I guess we start preparing to make our way to the next town, Graham.
Yeah.
Sounds good. may be a good place to stop.
Yeah, I think so. All right. Let's do some shout outs. Let's start off with Mr. Sheepdo. What up, sir? Hey, Dom.
Hey, guys. I'm Sheepdo Gaming on YouTube. You can search for me and find me. I love Grant. He's so much fun to play.
He's basically you when we play,
any kind of like sandbox crafting style game.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I play those games, I build something ridiculous, get bored, and then just run around fucking shit up. That's Grant.
Floof, let's talk to you for a moment, mate.
Hello, everyone. I'm twitch.tv/floofnight. You can see me on my channel doing basically what I do on this channel, just trying to run around and put out fires.
Playing the straight man.
Yep.
Playing the straight man.
Yep.
And I do it so well.
Last but not least, we have Brian, aka Sputnik. What up, sir?
Hello. I'm at twitch.tv/sputnik71, and I have a podcast called Motion Sickness the Show, mm-hmm, on iTunes and SoundCloud.
Nice. And finally, our game master, Mr. Graham. How you doing, sir?
Good. I've got my bag of holding attempt one filmed. But I didn't like the way it turned out, so we had to go into attempt two. I'm just going to put it all together as one big video, so that's still happening. Always be making 3 words.
And it is 3 words. And it is 3 words. Hey guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's episode of Die Party Omen. It was a weird one, for sure. I haven't slept in almost 30 hours, so I'm pretty fucking rough. In terms of what's going on, these motherfuckers around me, I think just Sheepdog and Floof have just gotten their subscribe buttons on their Twitch accounts. So go over there and grab yourself some sweet emote. I think one, yeah?
One.
Support the people that support Die Party, basically. This weekend, again, we will be running, I might not be streaming, I don't know, we'll see what's happening. Tomorrow I got to do some groundwork and, you know, get some videos out and shit like that. So Die Party Replay is going to be in effect, probably. Either that or we'll be streaming. Who knows? Tomorrow is sort of like an off day because the lady's away.
I've got to be in St. Louis next week. So
yeah, next week we won't have an Omen game. So there's that. But this Sunday we will have Die Party Whiskers and Whiskey episode 9. I want to say it is. So come by for that. It's going to be excellent. If you watch the Die Party Drawing Board, which is a GM setup prep show that we just started, you can see how Eric Vulgaris put together the episode that we're going to come up and play this Sunday. So it's definitely going to be something cool for you guys to come check out. That's pretty much it, guys. Thank you very much for watching. Sorry to all the little girls out there, I guess. Anyways, have a good night. Bye-bye.